And this is Countdown to Kickoff. We begin each game day with Paul Merkowitz pregame show. Brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. We service what we sell at 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We're back at home, Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings getting ready to finish out the next 2 weeks at home here against Doan this afternoon and against Nebraska Wesleyan next week as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. And coach, I don't know what we got to do to grab a win, maybe bring in the voodoo witches here or something, but it's been a tough stretch for us the last 3 weeks.
It really has, and it's been one that we haven't been on here in a very long time. And, you know, it's nice to hear, though, like you say, we're back at home. I mean, it's been a long time. You know, one game in the month of October at home and some tough road games and some tough losses. And, you know, we've played some good teams and they've exploited some things on us. But, you know, I think we've got some things, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction. I think we did some nice things against Morningside, even though, you know, the score didn't indicate that. But, you know, we're getting better, and that's what's important. We got some young players playing in some positions and some guys out of position and, you know, doing the best they can with the situation. And so we'll just continue to work that today and try to get a win.
When you go on a streak like this, it's always tough, especially when you head down to the final games of the season. So how are the guys hanging in there?
You know, pretty good. I think, we've talked about that each week. I think our mental approach has been pretty good. We just haven't done a real good job of transferring what we're doing, you know, with Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday into what we're doing on Saturday. And so our focus has been to, you know, we haven't done it for a couple weeks, just getting back to all the little details. And it's tough as a player, you know, especially when you're in a situation that we're in, to focus in on those things and to kind of harp back on the same things we talked about in August. But a lot of the mistakes we're making, I think, are coming from just the focus of what we're doing. I don't have any other answer. You know, when you're turning the ball over like we are, you're having some of the lapses in the secondary and some of the breakdowns in what we're doing defensively and getting out of our fits. You know, those are things that you just got to focus on all the little details, and so we tried to do that all week.
The biggest problem for us, hasn't it, been the turnovers. We're minus six, I think, in the turnover margin at this point. Last year, we finished at plus 22, had six turnovers last week against Morningside.
Yep, and that's, I mean, you look at, you know, Northwestern turned it over five times, Midland turned it over five times, and Morningside's here six times. And, you know, if it was one way we were turning it over, I'd say fine. But, I mean, we're, you know, and I think we could solve that. But, you know, we turned it over in the special teams. We turned it over running the football. We turned it over throwing it. You know, I think when you look at the interceptions, 15 interceptions over that period of time, there's a lot of things that go into an interception. I think a lot of guys look at the guy throwing the football, and ultimately that's where the stat goes. But, you know, you have some breakdowns in some things, and you're not maybe running a route in the right area. And then you also have, you know, the fact that we, you know, there are times we're not throwing it in where we need to. And so it's a culmination of a lot of things. You know, the thing that's tough with all that is you know, we don't run a real high-risk offense. And so you're not getting the reward that maybe you'd have in a series when you do those types of things. We're, you know, right now about 55-45 run to pass, so we're about right where we want to be. You know, so I think we're running the right stuff. We just need to do a better job executing and taking care of the football. And all you can do is go out and play the games and hope that you do that.
And the problem is that when our offense turns it over, it seems like we're deep in our own territory, which gives the opposition the short field. And that's put the defense kind of back on their heels a little
bit.
Yeah,
it really does. And I think we did some really nice things defensively last week again. But it is that short field. You know, you start the game with a three and out, feel real, real good, force them into a punt situation, and we muff the punt, and they wind up coming back out there. Now, again, to our defense's credit, you get another three and out and a field goal. You know, but it's just, you know, the game itself and the ups and downs and the breakdowns and the penalties and all the other things are kind of part of the game. When you throw in that many turnovers on top of that, man alive, you're putting yourself in an impossible situation, and we've done that. And you know, again, I think we have good players, and I think we just need to focus on the little things and do a little bit better job of that. And again, that's been the focus all week. You know, again, I don't know as a football coach what else you can do. You know, to yell at a guy to tell him to hang on to the football ain't going to do him any good on Saturday when he's tired with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So it's just those types of things. And you know, as we start to hopefully get some success, we can build off of that.
Has this been one of your most frustrating seasons you've had? Or?
No, because I don't it's frustrating, you know, when you see the turnover and you kind of roll your eyes and those things. But, I mean, you know that the kids are working and they're doing so. So from that standpoint, it hasn't been. But, you know, some of the things when you see guys open and we're not making plays and the ability to put points on the board and we're not doing that, really difficult. And it, probably the most frustrating thing is I think we're beating ourselves more often than not. And again, that doesn't take anything away from Morningside. But, you know, when we're not executing, that's a Hastings problem. That's not a Morningside problem. And they're not taking the game from us. We're kind of putting them in a situation where they can have it, and we just need to eliminate that.
So it's Doane College in here this afternoon to take on Hastings College in the next to the last ball game for the 2010 season. We'll come back and get more from the coach. You're listening to the pregame show today on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Back with Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz, Hastings and Doane here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field. Mentioned the ball game of Morningside last week, coach. Some good things and not so good things coming out of that contest. Let's talk about the positives last week. We did do some good things against Morningside last week.
I'd start probably defensively. I thought we were really concerned against the run after what had happened to us at Dakota Wesleyan, and I think Morningside is a little bit better in the run game than Dakota Wesleyan. And for our guys to be able to step up and do some nice things, we were downhill most of the day. Did some nice things. There was a drive in there. I think we talked about it in the post game where we kind of got side to side and they got some gaps and they got some plays on us. But for the most part, I thought we really did a nice job with that. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I thought at times we ran the ball extremely well and we were able to get some seams. There wasn't as much, it didn't seem, we've been able to eliminate a little bit of that, as many guys in the backfield, just really kind of messing up what we're trying to do in the run game. We were having that problem prior to the Midland game, and I think we kind of solved some of that problem. And that allows you to run the ball a little bit better. And we were able to kind of slow them down a little bit. That was, my biggest recollection of that game is how good they were defensively.
160 yards Hastings actually rushed for in the ball game against a team that allowed less than 60. So, yeah, we got some good things in the rushing attack last week.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, I thought we moved the ball well at times. It just, again, we keep talking about the same thing with the turnovers. But, I mean, when we would do some nice things, we just kind of, we just kind of cough up the football, either throwing an interception or fumbling the ball.
So Hastings and Doane here this afternoon as they score off in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We got more from the coach as we continue right after this.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Back with the coach, Hastings and Doane here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We mentioned the final two ball games here, coach, Doane and Nebraska Wesleyan. How big are these ball games for us?
Well, they're big for a lot of reasons. I think, one, I think it's important that we end the season on a positive note. There's been some ups, more downs than ups, and like I said, we had a lot of expectations coming in. So you have that first, and you want to be confident going into the off season and feel good about the direction of what you're doing. Obviously, when you're playing Doane and Nebraska Wesleyan, a lot of similar players in terms of, each one of these guys on each roster has visited Hastings and Doane and Nebraska Wesleyan, and a lot of these guys know each other. And so having the rivalry games here at the end, are big for us, and we want to play well. We've won this game 8 straight now, and we've sent a quite a few seniors off, not losing to Doane, and we want to try to be able to get that accomplished today.
These three teams remaining, us and Doane and also Nebraska Wesleyan, kind of all in the same boat here. Teams that had a lot of expectations at the beginning of the year, but for some reason or another just have not delivered.
Yeah, and you have seasons like that, I think, where, and I think probably each one is different. I know in talking with people that have talked to Brian Keller at Nebraska West, I guess they've had just an unbelievable amount of injuries. And so they've had the injuries and we've had the turnovers. And you know, you'd have to talk to Coach Franzen a little bit more on some of the problems maybe they've been having. But, you know, I think it's a challenge each week. You know, and we kind of more worried about what we got to get done, especially with the way we've been playing here the last couple of weeks.
Where is the focus on the football team to try to close out this season? Is there something specifically you guys want to get done in addition to the wins?
You know, no, not really. Just you know, I mean, just feeling good about walking off the field and knowing that we won a football game is really ultimately what we've kind of come down to. And you know, and that's fine too. I think our preparation doesn't change because of our record or where we're at during the season. I think someone had asked me a question, have you changed the schedule? Have you know, you're practicing at different times? You change? No, because I think the continuity is the one thing that we need to have, especially when you're in a time of, I don't know if it's a time of crisis, but a crisis in your team in terms of losing games. You got to have something that you kind of fall back on, and the continuity and the way that we do things you know, a lot of teams, I think, at this particular point, maybe change what they're running offensively, defensively, do some different things, maybe look at a player of the future, you know, or whatever that may be. And I think that sends your players the wrong message. This is the ninth game on our schedule. We prepare just like it was the first, and we've put a game plan together that we think if we execute it, hang on to the football, we're going to have a chance to win.
So you're not a coach to get into this ranks here at the end of the season, and maybe you look to 2011. We're going to finish off 2010.
Absolutely, and I think that's fair to the seniors and the guys that are in this program, you know, that's the nice thing about having spring practice. You know, in the spring we'll start looking at 2011 and some things like that, but we'll kind of evaluate the program when the season's over. What do we need to do in recruiting? Maybe what do we need to change? Offense, defense, special teams, where do we need to go to get ourselves better, so we're not in this situation again next year.
So it's Doan here this afternoon. As you look at the Tigers, Coach, just your overall impression of Doan.
Man, I tell you, I still really like their quarterback. And I know that, you know, we went up there a year ago and he didn't play very well for whatever reason. And I'm hoping that he eats exactly the same thing he ate for breakfast that day today, because that was one of the few games that he didn't play very well. They distribute the ball well. They throw the ball extremely well, which concerns me. A lot of real quick pass stuff. So you're going to have a tough time getting to him. You know, and they're very good at receiver. You know, Coach Franzen's kind of become the trick play guy with in the conference. A lot of, you know, you're seeing some double passes. You know, a year ago they ran the bounce pass off the turf, you know, reverses, those types of things. So we need to be sound in everything we're doing. And then, you know, you can't forget about the run game. You know, they ran the ball extremely well against Concordia. My guess is Concordia probably said, you know, hey, we need to stop the pass. So, you know, obviously we want to stop the run first and foremost. But, you know, they're going to go as Dunn goes and their quarterback play. And so we need to be aware of that.
That is odd, because this is a team that is a dead last in rushing offense, averaging only 82 yards per ball game. But like you said, you really can't just shy away from that. You got to be prepared to stop the rush today.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. You know, a year ago I thought we did a nice job against the pass. We didn't do a very good job against the run. And sometimes you got to give a little bit there, and I understand that. But you know, they really like to spread you out quite a bit, and they have very good athletes, and that's what concerns you. You know, you get four or five guys all clicking on the same cylinders, and as fast as they throw the football, your inability to be able to get pressure, if they're going to take care of the football, you know, they're going to put up some yards, and they've done that. They've moved the ball a little bit, and they've kind of stalled on some drives in some areas, and so, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make them work. But then, you know, when we get them in the red zone, you know, kind of cinch it down a little bit and try to keep points off the board.
This is kind of odd this year. This is actually the second time that Hastings has seen Doan. We had these guys back before the season started. Remember, we played that scrimmage several times, one time before the season started. So does that come into play a little bit? You kind of know this team a little bit?
It does a little on film, because, you know, they're very similar in what they're doing. You know, the nice thing, I guess, I don't know if it's nice or not, but, I mean, offensively, we're totally different than what we were, you know, at that particular point. And how we're trying to do things. But you know, you do get some things now. At the same time, you know, when we looked out there, of the 11 guys that we started in those first couple of series when they went down and scored, six of those guys were non-starters and you know, aren't going to start today. So, you know, you got some different guys in there and some different personnel, and you know, obviously a different sense of urgency from August 20th here on November 6th. So hopefully we can play a little bit better. And I know our guys defensively are really looking for the challenge.
Coach, you mentioned the quarterback, Anthony Dunn. He's a junior from Papillion La Vista South. Talk about him. What have you seen from him?
God, he's been there forever, you know, and again, just such a quick release. He, you know, he reminds me You know, one of the things that, Dayton Edwards here had a great release, just quick. And this guy really does a really nice job of, as you start to roll out of your coverage, find the open zones, and they do a really nice job with that. And so, you know, a year ago we were able to kind of able to clutter things up and try and confuse some of those reads. And if you can break a little bit of that tempo, sometimes you're in pretty good shape. And so, you know, they've given a bunch of different looks. They've been in a no huddle. They've been quick to the line. They've gotten in the huddle. They get in two tights and two backs and run it. They spread you out. And so, you know, again, that's one thing. It's kind of nice about being in this league. You're prepared for anything defensively. There's not a formation they're going to put out there that we haven't seen. It's just, you know, obviously the people that they're doing with and the things they're trying to exploit on you defensively.
Because of his quick release, that's going to give us problems defensively, not getting pressure on this quarterback?
It's tough. You know, it's tough. And that's why, you know, you're going to see us play probably a little bit different coverages and maybe a little bit more press stuff and try to get him to kind of at least hold on to the ball for maybe another second and get us some time to get there. You know, we'll still bring our pressure package and do that type of stuff, but you may see us in some different things with some different secondary packages and things like that, just as much because you're going to see four and five wideouts a lot of the time.
Okay, we'll take another break and some final words from the coach as we continue on the pregame show in 1230 KHIS.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Hastings and Doan here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. We talked about the Doan offense, Coach. Defensively, this is a group that gives up a ton of yards, 464 to be exact, on their total offense per ball game. They're last in the conference, but they got some good players on this side of the ball, too.
They really do, and I think that's really deceiving when you look at it. You know, a lot of it, when we watched, Nebraska Wesleyan got some yards, but it was primarily in the fourth quarter. They couldn't get them off the field in the fourth quarter. Northwestern put together a heck of a second half against them. Dakota Wesleyan, same thing. Those are games that you look at the final scores and they're 20-point games, but you watch them on film and you go, when is this game going to start to explode? Because you know what the final score is. They do a really nice job. I think they tackle extremely well. It's the first four-man front with four true defensive linemen that we've seen, I think, since Briarcliff. And so, we kind of went back and looked at that and said some of the things we're doing there and try to maybe do some similar stuff because I thought we were pretty successful. It was probably our best day running and throwing the football. But we're going to have a pretty good balance. Like I told you before, we're about 55-45 run to pass and maybe like to run it a little bit more, but that comes with the success. And I think a lot of that, we've run it about 60% of the time the last 3 weeks, and so we've had a little bit more success that way. And I think, you know, guys kind of getting used to each other. And again, I mean, the one thing you forget, even though he's extremely talented, you know, Dalton's still a true freshman and he's still trying to figure some things out and what we're doing offensively. And that's he's been a lot better here the last couple of weeks.
Has he survived the grind of college football?
Well, I'll tell you, he's got a little bit more bumps and bruises. You know, it is, you know, week 9 and he's had a lot of carries, but he's tough. I mean, he's competitive even last Saturday, you know, we talked at halftime because I was kind of concerned with the fumble that he had. You know, he's having a little bit of trouble with his shoulder and stuff. He said, Coach, I want to play. And I said, well, you know, we can't turn this thing over again. He said, no. He said he'd be all right and did a really nice job, ran extremely well, and just really kind of starting to figure out setting up blocks and that type of stuff. And you put Keenan in there and you get a pretty nice, difference, nice 1-2 punch in the way that they run.
Defensively, again, for Doan, I guess their standout guy is Salo Suninha. He is a defensive end. He's been around the past couple of years too that we've had to deal with.
I tell you, he's as good as there is in our league, and you just don't hear about him very much, because they've struggled a little defensively, he says statistically. But what he brings is, I mean, he's 5'9", maybe. And you think and you look at, okay, they got a 5'9 D lineman, we're in pretty good shape. But he is so quick and just tenacious and just really, really gets after you, and there's no quit to him. And then one of the things that they've done this year, he's usually a nose guard. And as soon as we clicked things on Sunday, we saw them in all four different spots, and they kind of put them all over the place. And so we've got some different shifts, and we've got some different movements. Actually, to be honest, we try to get away from him a little bit, but at some point we're going to have to deal with him, you know, with his quickness, and you try to double-team him as much as you possibly can, but, you know, you still got to be able to get off and get the linebackers and get the safeties.
If I learn how to pronounce his name by the end of the day, that's probably not a good thing for us, because that means I've called its name.
I'm hoping not. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
What about the keys to the football game here today?
Well, you know, again, you know, you keep talking about it, but it is true. We've got to hang on to the football. I think if we can do that, it gives us better opportunities to score, you know, and then we got to try and turn them over. They have turned it over a little bit too. And so if we can do that, you know, that'll at least put us in a position. You know, let's just play our game. You know, that's the one thing we've tried to focus in on. You know, what's my alignment? What's my assignment? What's my technique? And let's just do that. Let's play for 3 seconds 70 times and get off the field. And that's really all we really want to do is let's focus on the next play, and that's all we can do at this point.
Okay, we'll see you after the ballgame.
Thanks.
Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Hastings and Doan kicking off here in just a few minutes. Got the scouting report up next with Blaine Bulis and Doan head coach Matt Franzen. That is Hastings College football, the Tigers and the Broncos today here on 1230 KHAS.
The Paul Merkowitz pregame show has been brought to you by Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Sales and service since 1945. Countdown to kickoff continues with the scouting report coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study
abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the scouting report brought to you by Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the opposing coach on the scouting report on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the scouting report before Hastings College and Doan go at it in college football. Here on 1230 KHAS Radio on the scouting report, the head football coach of the Doan College Tigers, Matt Franzen, joins us. Coach, thank you for joining us. The ball club at, 2-6 with this one and then another one on the road next week. Kind of give us the overall view of the Tigers' season. I know you'd like to have more wins tacked up there, but how's the ball club played?
Well, we've played up and down. I think our season, our record is pretty indicative of the type of season we've had. We've been inconsistent. I think we've got the makings of a good football team here, and at times we've shown that. But unfortunately, like I said, that at other times we just have not played, I think, up to our potential. We've had a couple injuries here and there, nothing really major. But like I said, we just haven't been able to really put things together like we had hoped that we were going to be able to.
Well, what are just some of the things you've been pretty happy with all season long that you have been consistent with? What have been the good things?
Well, when we have played well, we've played with a ton of energy, and I've been happy with that. Our kids have played hard. Our kicking game has been good most of the season. Our kicker, our place kicker, Andrew Nielsen, he doesn't have a lot of statistics as far as points, field goals, and extra points, and that sort of thing. But he's done a wonderful job for us kicking the ball deep and several touchbacks. And our coverage units have been good. Our special teams have been solid. So those are some things that we've done well offensively. We've certain games we've really done some things impressively with the passing game than with the running game, at least over the course of the season. Defensively, we've struggled a little bit here for a lot of the year, and we've held some very good offenses in check with Morningside early, and then Northwestern College here a few weeks ago. We thought we played a pretty solid defensive game, but like I said, we just haven't had a lot of consistency.
The execution is always so important, isn't it, Coach? It always just comes down to executing and being consistent, and it's hard to find sometimes, isn't it?
Well, it is, and one of the things that that we've talked to our team about is we can do what we can control, and putting our best game together is within our control. The thing we can't control is the team that we're playing against and the league that we play in, and we're in a really good football league, and it seems like every year over the past 5 years or so, the league just gets better and better, and the teams get stronger, and every week that we play, we're up against a really good team and a really solid opponent, and there just aren't weeks that we go into where we say, you know what, if we show up and play well, we're going to get a win today, where we just expect it to happen. Every week is just another big challenge, and I guess that's the thing you have to enjoy, I guess, is that challenge every week and trying to put together the game plan and getting ready to go and see what you can do against another good team.
And the opponent today, the Broncos of Hastings College for the Tigers, and we'll talk about the Tigers and the Broncos in specifics on after this on this afternoon's Scouting Report.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boers Floors is now your Oric Vacuum Cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667, Boers Floors, Hastings.
Welcome back to this afternoon's Scouting Report before Hastings College and Doan in college football here on 1230 KHAS Radio. We continue our conversation with the head football coach of the Doan College Tigers, Matt Franz. And, Coach, what about the Broncos? We always get the coaches for the day playing the Broncos. Their thoughts on Hastings College. What are your thoughts on the Broncos as you've watched them and prepared for them?
Well, the thing that we're concerned about, at least looking at the Hastings offense, our defense, is the running game. And that's an area where we've struggled this season. And I know Hastings with Coach Merkowitz, he's an old-fashioned grinder. He wants to run the ball between the tackles and keep it downhill. And that's what we're going to see today. So we're looking for different ways to mix up our defensive front and try and show that offense some things that might confuse them a little bit and give them a little bit of trouble and slow the running game down. And then defensively, Hastings, I think, is really strong up, also up front in their defensive front with some big kids, some physical kids, and a lot of experience in that defensive line. So we're going to have to play well in our offensive line to counter that and be able to move the ball.
One of the things maybe with that offensive line too, Coach, give your quarterback some protection. You moved the ball pretty well at times throwing the football, so I'm sure that's in the game plan today also, but you got to have good protection up front, so that play up front is going to be a real key today, isn't it?
You're right, and in our games when we've been able to protect the quarterback consistently, we have been able to put up some pretty good passing numbers, and then in certain situations or certain games, we've had some trouble protecting the quarterback, and our pass production goes downhill in a hurry, and our run game really goes along with that. Early in the season, we were a little bit more pass happy, I think, and around about the fourth or fifth game, we really concentrated on being a better running team. Not that that's going to be necessarily the thing that we do best, but we felt like we were getting pretty one-dimensional and had to be able to run the ball consistently in order to make the offense go. So that's something that we've been working on here the last month or so of the season.
Well, another visit for your ball club to Hastings, and the Broncos have kind of had the Tigers' number the last few years. But, boy, this is always a big battle. This is a big rivalry, and this is not blowing smoke at anything, is it, Coach? This is a big rivalry. These two teams really go after each other, and it's always very competitive and usually a rough-and-tumble ball game. And I'm sure you have no problem getting your kids ready for the Broncos, and it's always just a great competitive game, isn't it?
It is, and you're right. I think our kids will be ready for this. As far as rivalries go, this, I think, is the 108th time that these two teams have met on the football field, and that's the oldest rivalry in our conference by a ways. So there is a lot of tradition that goes into it, and both of the teams recruit a lot of players from the state of Nebraska here, so a lot of these kids know one another and either played with or played against each other in high school, and so you have that added on top of it. But the games have been good. They've been very intense, and I know neither team right now has had the season that we had hoped going in, but it's always fun to line up against an old rival, and obviously with myself having spent a lot of years in Hastings and working with that staff, knowing those guys really well, and having the opportunity to go and compete against them here in this one is nice.
And Coach, I guess we'll be seeing you in just a few minutes on the sidelines there as getting ready to kick things off here this afternoon. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this afternoon and in the season finale at Briarcliff, and we appreciate your time, and again, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Blaine.
That's Matt Franzen, head football coach of the Doane College Tigers on this afternoon's scouting report. Stay tuned, the starting lineups and play-by-play coming up. Hastings College and Doane College football coming right up.
This has been the Scouting Report, brought to you by Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Play-by-play of today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Broncos looking to get back on the winning track there. Right now on a three-game losing streak as they enter this ball game here this afternoon with one of their old-time rivals, the Doane College Tigers. I'm Mike Will, and call a play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside, and Jimmy, it was a loss last week to Morningside, losing by the score of 43-7 in the ball game. It's been turnovers the past couple of weeks that have really killed the Broncos, and Hastings has got to find some way to hang on to the football here this afternoon.
Yeah, I believe I've seen somewhere in the area of 19 turnovers in the last five ball games. That is just unlike a Hastings College football program in the last several years. They have usually play a pretty much mistake-free football, but yeah, that's going to be the case today, and boy, I tell you what, they've cut the arteries open. They are bleeding and bleeding severely. The injury bug has really bit the Broncos, and they are in a slide like we have not seen in quite some time. And just trying to get anything going offensively. We look at Troy Huber coming in. We've talked about all the mistakes that the Broncos have made. Interceptions, Troy with 15 of them on the season. And he really has some games that he comes out really good, and other games that just you kind of wonder what's going on defensively, what they're doing against Troy to make him combat those situations. But this is a big-time game. I remember games we did over at A.H. Jones Stadium when Fran Schwenk brought his troops into town. And Hastings Doane has always been very, very physical and a very, very hard-hitting game. And as Coach Franzen, we know him very well. He coached here on the staff with Paul Merkowitz several years ago. But that's one thing that both teams recruit, the local kids. And that's going to be a recruiting war, so to speak, if Hastings comes out with a win. And then you don't want to look ahead to next week, but that's another rivalry with Nebraska-Wesleyan. We'll talk about that next week. But a big, big game here. And as Coach Merck said in the pregame show, whenever the passing game's going, the rushing game's not. When the running game's going, the passing game's not. They just can't seem to get in sync. And hopefully today, on a gorgeous day here in Hastings in November, they can get something going offensively.
Now, Fran Schwenk, there's one that you pulled out of the old archives. He was the old head coach at Doane. In fact, a couple of head coaches ago had Tommy Frazier in between and then Matt Franzen. But, yeah, old Fran Schwenk, that's the one you pull out of the archives.
Yeah, I kind of surprised you there with that one. But thinking about some things coming over here to the ballgame today, and like I said, I remember doing some games over there at Ace Jones when Doane and Hastings were ranked very high, and they brought some outstanding talent in. But both teams, as we said, recruit local products, so the guys know each other on both sides of the ball, and this is going to be a hard-hitting, very physical football game today.
The year that Hastings played in the national playoffs when we went out to Azusa Pacific, wasn't it Doane Wasn't it Doan played him the first round, and then Hastings played Azusa Pacific in the second round?
Yeah, it was, and that was the one we were listening to. Yeah. As Doan was out in Azusa Pacific, we were trying to figure out whether we were going to have to be driving or flying. We knew which one we were rooting for. We were rooting for that air flight out to L.A., but that was the one we had. That's when they had Ramon Adams on their team and an outstanding running back, and I believe he's still on the staff. Matter of fact, right next door to us. So, that was, as we say, a lot of history between these two teams. They go back to the old NIAC conference, and that's how long these two have been around. They've had some dandy battles on the football field.
Both of these teams are on three-game losing streaks. Hastings has lost to Midland 35-23. They lost to Dakota Wesleyan 35-21. And they lost to Morningside last week 43-7. Doan, meanwhile, they've dropped their last three games to Midland 48-10. The Northwestern 31-23 and to Nebraska Wesleyan 34-14. The two wins for Doan so far this year have been over Dort 36-10 and over Concordia 42-14. The three wins for Hastings have been against Briarcliff 33-0, against Dort 35-0, and to Concordia 23-6. So Hastings and Doan have really picked up their wins against a couple of teams very similar in Dort and Concordia this year.
Well, they really have, and a lot of similarities. And you look at that last game of the season for Doan, they play Briarcliff, which is one of the Hastings College victories. So, as I said, just the Broncos just not meshing on both sides of things. The defense for Tony Harper really shined early in the year, and they, again, have had some injuries that has really taken a toll on them. And, with the Broncos out of the playoff picture for this year, it's time to start looking forward and building some positives going into next season. And a couple of wins here to end the season, I think, would put a cap on the season, roll things over, and get ready to go for next year.
Your starting lines are brought to you by Witt Plumbing and Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. For Hastings offensively, Troy Hubert will get the started quarterback again this afternoon. 6'2", 180, a senior out of Aurora. Zach Beatty at fullback, 6'2", 205, a junior from Colorado Springs. Dalton Seeley, 6'2", 210, a freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia, gets the start at tailback today. Tight end will be Blake Horseman, 6'3", 215, a senior out of Bailey, Colorado. The split end, Justin Anderson, 5'11", 180, a senior out of Denver, Colorado. And Mike Novicki will be your flanker, 6'5", 190, a junior out of Columbus, SCOTUS. Hastings in the offensive line, you've got Jesus Uribe at center. He's 6'3", 280, a junior from San Jose, California. Evan Richter will be your left guard, 6'3", 255, a senior out of Hayes Center. Derek Whipple gets the started right guard, 6'1", 270, a sophomore out of Parker, Colorado. The right tackle, Jeremy Opperly, 6'4", 285, a senior from Westminster, Colorado. And the left tackle will be Tom Van Hott, 6'4", 270, a junior out of Omaha Gross. Hastings College on defense here this afternoon. Your down lineman will be Jake Mueller, 6'6", 280, a senior out of Omaha Gross. Pete Botkin, 6'3", 280, a senior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg is going to get the start at one of the down linemen for John Melise, who is banged up today, will not play. Langenberg, 6'3", 235, a junior out of Windside, Nebraska. Your linebackers will be Brian Callen, 6'2", 220, a senior from Colorado Springs. Indiana Jones, who got his first career interception last week against Morningside. Indiana, 6'3", 220-pound junior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Another linebacker will be Alex Diffendaffer, 5'9", 230, a sophomore out of Bethard, Colorado. Riley Nicola, 6'1", 225, a junior from St. Cecilia. And Kane Ellenberg, 6'1", 175, a sophomore out of Jacksboro, Texas. And in the defensive secondary for Hastings, you've got Aaron Verlinde, 6'2", 200-pound junior from Phoenix, Arizona. Britton Steinhauser, 5'10", 175, a senior out of Lincoln Northeast. And Zach Carlton, 6'1", 180, a junior from Colorado Springs. We'll come back and check the starters for Doan right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Are your starters for the Doan College Tigers here this afternoon? Anthony Dunn gets the started quarterback today, 5'9", 210-pound junior from Papillion-La Vista South. Tim Reed will be your tailback. a 5'10", 201-pound senior out of Syracuse, Nebraska. Your H-back in this offense will be Jesse Verveldi, 5'11", 189, a sophomore out of Omaha. Your Z-back in this offense will be Jeremiah Saffold, a 5'11", 173-pound junior from Papillion La Vista South. The X-wide receiver will be Tyrone Curry, 6'172", a sophomore out of Lincoln Northeast. And the tight end in this offense will be Devin DeWarner, 6'3", 231-pound junior from Bancroft Rosalie. Up there on the offensive line for Doan at center will be Kevin Rorick, 6'3", 311-pound sophomore out of Grand Island Northwest. At right guard will be Jesse Hoffman, 6'1", 341-pound senior out of Fairbury, Nebraska. Your left guard will be Nick Cookshaven, a 6'2", 248-pound junior out of Mitchell, Nebraska. Your left tackle will be Dylan Carmichael, 6'5", 332-pound freshman out of Loomis, Nebraska. And Cole Wye gets the start at right tackle, 6'2", 279, a senior out of Lincoln East. Finally, Doan defensively here this afternoon. He's a second-team GPAC All-Conference selection from a season ago, and Coach Merck told me if he played on a better team with a better record, he'd probably be a first-team selection, and that's Celo Suninha. That's one of the down linemen. He'll play at the defensive end most of the day today. 5'9", 276-pound senior. Tyler Ullman will be another down lineman. He is 6'3", 303, a junior out of Lincoln East. And then Nathan Rogge, 6'1", 249, a sophomore out of Plainview. Kaysen Christensen will be another down lineman, 6'2", 253-pound sophomore out of Raymond. They'll go with three linebackers this afternoon. This is a true 4-3 defense we'll see today out of Doan. Lance Shiflett, he's 5'11", 198-pound sophomore out of Cambridge. Dalton Reba, 5'11", 222-pound junior from Grand Island. And Joe Knott, 6'2", 201, a sophomore out of Ogallala. In the defensive secondary, you've got Brady Roeder. He's a transfer from Nebraska, 5'9", 191-pound freshman out of Kearney. Byron Evans, 5'11", 173, a freshman out of Norfolk. Josh Mills, 5'7", 153, a junior from Papillion La Vista South. And Kent McCrimmon, 6'1", 186, a sophomore from Broomfield, Colorado. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Witt Plumbing and Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Mostly sunny skies here this afternoon. Temperatures at 53 degrees at game time. Winds going to be a little bit of a factor today. They'll be out of the southwest, 13 miles per hour. Gusting to 20. They'll be blowing from our right to our left here this afternoon. Doan and Hastings College getting together on the football field for the 109th time. This is a series that dates way back, of course, as we mentioned, in the old NIAC days and in way back into the 1800s. Hastings has won 7 straight in the series, 10 of the last 11 games with the Tigers. Doan's last win has been in 2002. But since 2000, only 2 games have been decided by more than a touchdown. That was in 2004 when Hastings picked up a 30-3 win over the Tigers. And then last year, Hastings handled Doan and beat the Tigers by the score of 34-10. And now with Matt Franzen, the head coach over at Doan on the other side, who spent so many years here at Hastings College and a good friend of Paul Merkowitz, the two friends square off here on the gridiron. I think Coach Merk is, 3-0 or 2-0 against Matt Franzen so far as Matt has taken over the reins at Doan.
Well, I'm sure that, the victories are nice, but the emotions are a little bit different as Coach Merk really hated to see Matt Franzen leave, but he was a big supporter in trying to get him a head coaching job. And just ironically enough, he goes to his old alma mater where he was a lineman, a very good lineman for Doan years ago, and then was a coach here at Hastings, and then now back over there taking over for Tommy Frazier. And, you know, I got to throw one thing out. We've done these two teams a lot of years. As I said, we've seen Franz Wink. We go back to Tommy Frazier. You know, what an outstanding quarterback he was for the University of Nebraska. But, boy, as a head coach, you want to run a program into the ground. He really did it. I believe that last game we did that Tommy was there, there was 33 kids on the Doan roster. Now Matt Franz, and you look at it, well over 100 kids that report for two-a-days. He has done a tremendous job. The record may not show it so much, but he has done a great job trying to rebuild a program that basically was nothing. And that's just all credit to him and his coaching staff for what they have done as we see the captains walk out towards midfield.
Ironically, this is the second time that these two teams have played this year. They got together before the season started, and that was a first for Hastings College. They actually brought Doan in, I think it was the latter part of August, and they scrimmaged each other here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We've seen this team before. Tell you what, I was at that scrimmage that day. Doan put up a fight against Hastings College. No one kept score except us media guys. We kept score, and Hastings had to score a touchdown late in the ball game to beat Doan. So I expect the Tigers to put up quite a big fight here this afternoon against Hastings.
Well, they will, and you got to think that offensively a lot hasn't changed since Matt Franzen was here. And so he knows the back pocket very well of head coach Paul Merkowitz and what he's going to do. And I think you heard Coach say in the pregame show that he expects Doan to do a lot of different things. He looks at Matt Franzen being one of the tricksters of the G-Pack now. He's not afraid to throw a double pass or a bounce off the turf or run some a couple of double reverse and some long passes. So Matt will throw a lot of different things at Hastings College. You know, he's really in the back of his mind really wanting to win this ball game here. But as we said, both teams really searching for something right now, as both teams are really in a little bit of a slump here as far as wins go.
And talking with Coach Merck all week long, he said we just got to find some way, some positive note to conclude the season on, and the best way possible would be to win the final two ball games. You know, picking up a win here this afternoon and then coming back next week and playing another good football team that's been kind of hot as of late, and that's Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, they started out their season really looking like they were going to be cellar dwellers, and boy, they really picked her up. Yeah, they were spiraling down, and then they cranked up the old turbine, and now they're looking up as they play Midland today. That's another team we talked about. That's kind of the surprise of the conference is Midland University, as they've only got two losses. They play Nebraska Wesleyan today, and then next week, not sure who they have, but with two losses, they are really much a big part of the NAIA playoff picture right now.
Games going on today. Briarcliff is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Doan here against Hastings. Midland is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Concordia at Northwestern. And here's one that we'll definitely be watching. Number one ranked Sioux Falls is playing in Sioux Center this afternoon against the winless Gorton Defenders.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the over-under on the points that Sioux Falls will score today against the Dort Defenders?
Well, we've seen earlier, I believe, Morningside, was it Morningside that put up 70 against Dort earlier this year?
I think
you can probably see that. That's going to be a very high-scoring game as far as Sioux Falls goes, as they continue to dominate the G-Pack, being undefeated and looking for yet another national championship game.
All right, Hastings College is going to kick off. It's going to go through the end zone. That's going to be brought out here to the 20-yard line. Tyrone Curry was the guy back deep for Doan. Looked like he wanted to grab the ball, and it went right through his hands and in and out of the end zone.
Tell you what, we'll see Doan trot on the field, take over the first offensive possession. One thing to look at, Doan's defense, one senior. That's Sinue. Everybody else underclassmen, and you look offensively, their skill positions, Mike, they've got juniors, two juniors, a sophomore at wide receiver, and their quarterback, he's a junior. We'll see him again next year. It's going to seem like a lot of these Matt Franzen skill players on offense are going to be around 7-8 years.
It might seem like it.
It seemed like it. We've got a lot of teams that it seems like we're just glad to get guys graduated, but Anthony Dunn's been starting since he's a freshman, and he's a junior out there, and he's a good one.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. Doan is going to keep the ball on the ground, and down he goes immediately. That's a Tim Reed, the tailback, carrying the ball there, the 201-pound senior out of Syracuse. Doan does not rush the ball real well, Jimmy. In fact, they are toward the bottom in the rushing offense. They are 10th out of the 11 teams in the G-Pack. They average only 82.2 yards per ball game rushing.
But very good at throwing the football, fourth in the G-Pack, as Doan has thrown for over 1,500 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions.
All right, here's another handoff that's going to go to Reed. As Reed takes the ball across the 20 to about the 22, we've got a penalty flag down. So two running plays here for Doan to start off the ball game. They'll be looking at a third down and 8 situation here, but we'll check out the penalty flag.
I think chop block against the Doan Tigers.
All right, so Doan retreating here. Remember, Hastings got off to a great start defensively last week against Morningside. Went to 3 plays, and Morningside had to kick the football away, and Hastings made a mistake on special teams. And Morningside recovered a muff punt deep in the Hastings territory. Morningside got a field goal out of the deal and went on to beat Hastings last week up in Sioux City. The penalty was against Doan. It's going to be declined here by Hastings. So now Doan looking at third down, 8 yards to go, 2 running plays. They have moved the ball out to the 22-yard line. Jonah's got their white tops with their orange numbers today. It's going to be
tough to see.
Yeah, it's going to be a little challenge today, grabbing numbers off of the Doan roster here this afternoon. Dunn is going to stand in the gun. He got all day back there. Now he's going to loft it over on the left side. It's going to be incomplete. Riley Nicola back there in coverage for Hastings. The intended receiver was Tyrone Curry, the sophomore out of Lincoln. So Doan goes three plays and out, and Hastings is going to get good field position here. Doan is going to kick against the wind, which is blowing at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 20 here this afternoon. The punter for Doan is Shane Heideman. He averages 34.7 yards per kick. Brinson Steinhauser drops back for Hastings at the 45-yard line. Hastings, the worst punt return team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The snap goes over Heideman's head into the end zone, out of the end zone, and that's going to be a safety. The snap goes over the head of the punter, Shane Heideman. Heideman chases the ball back into the back of the end zone. It goes out of the end zone, and Hastings gets on a board with a safety, a two-run homer here in the first inning of play.
I was going to say, top of the first and a two-run homer. Ain't too many times you get to say the Broncos lead 2-0, but they do, and we're not even at Duncan Field doing a baseball game. So the Broncos out early. The snap, very poor, very high above the punter's head. He had no chance there. By the time it got into the end zone, he had a host of Broncos that had a lot of pursuit on him. He just wisely just picked the football up, run out of the end zone. So the Broncos very early here lead the ball game 2-0.
All right, 13 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings 2, Doan nothing.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings College with a lead 2-0 over the Doan College Tigers here this afternoon. So the snap goes over Heideman's head, out of bounds, out of the end zone. Hastings gets the safety. And now Doan will kick off. This is Andrew Nielsen. He will do the kickoff chores here for Doan. He's into the football. Good kick is going to drive Nate Arnold back here at the 25-yard line. Brings it down the hash marks to the 30. Cuts outside to the 35, and he's chopped down at the 38-yard line. And that's where Hastings College will start. First down and 10 on their own 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Cody Fanning for the Doan College Tigers. So Hastings will come out offensively. And the big question is today, are we going to hang on to the football? Six turnovers last week against the Morningside Mustangs.
Boy, and you just can't. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Have mistakes. They have had fumbles, interceptions. It has been anything less than pretty for the Bronco offense. We'll hope they get on track today. Troy Hubert in there, starting quarterback, first and 10 here for the Broncos at the 37-yard line.
All right, Justin Anderson splits out to the left side. Here's a play-action pass right off of the bat. Hubert wants to throw. He cocks the arm, throws the ball. It's going to be caught out here at the 49-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down in the very first play. So they get the ball to the tight end for Hastings. That is Blake Horseman. He makes his 12th reception of the season. So Horseman, the senior out of Bailey, Colorado, comes down with the football. Troy Hubert right on the money there as he moves the ball up to the 49, and nice pickup on the first play from the line of scrimmage for Hastings.
Nice job by Hastings. They rolled Troy out to the left side. He faked the handoff to Celia at Horseman coming across the middle of the field wide open. We'll give him 12 on the gain, out close to midfield, out to the 49. Broncos lead 2-0 here early in quarter number one.
Hastings working from our right to our left here in the first quarter with the win here. Here's another play-action pass. Hubert rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. Hubert throws it. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted. Tremendous pressure there by the Doan College Tigers as Hubert was under the gun. He was running for his life again. That was Dalton Reba. Reba, the inside linebacker, coming on a blitz there. Number 52, 5'11", 222-pound junior out of Grand Island, chasing down Hubert. Nearly got there, and then Troy unloads the ball. It's incomplete.
A lot of penetration there by Doan as Troy was looking down the right side. And, again, we talked about the lone senior starting Sanue, number 93. He's a good one.
He lined up right now as a defensive end here for Doan. Second down and 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff. Dalton Seeley, he's going to be hit, and down he goes right at the line of scrimmage. Dalton Seeley finding the running kind of tough here the past couple of weeks. He got up over 60 yards last week against a very good Morningside defense right there. They test the interior of the defensive line, and he is met right there by Joe Knott, not brings him down for no yards on the game.
Well, the freshman out of St. Cecilia did not actually get the start at the beginning of the season, as Nick Grummert was the starting running back. But then finally, Dalton Seeley did get the starting nod a couple games in, and he's rushed for 539 yards, four touchdowns on the season. Third down here and about 10 for the Broncos.
Here's Hubert, backs up. He throws it. He's going to be caught here at the 40-yard line. First down, Justin Anderson. Anderson still on his feet down to the 35-yard line. Just a little slant pattern there by Justin Anderson for the right side of the offensive set. As Hubert delivers that pass right there on the far side hash mark, it's hauled in by Justin Anderson for his 47th reception of the season, and the tackle is made in there by Josh Mills of Doan. But Hastings has got a first down down at the Tiger 36.
Another nice gain, 27 yards now on two completed passing. That one there goes for 15 down to the 36.
There's a pitch play down to Seeley trying to get outside, and Seeley runs out of real estate, and he's run out of bounds here. Little, if any, gain here at the 36. Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win last night as they beat Iowa Wesleyan in the Morningside Classic up in Sioux City. Hastings able to pick up the win last night. They're playing Mayville State today. And we understand the Hastings College women are trailing Mayville State 5.5 minutes into the ball game. It's Mayville State leading the Hastings College women's basketball team 16-14. That is early in the ball game. Second down and 9.5 yards to go. The gain for Seeley was only a half a yard to the 35.5. Now Hubert's going to run the ball. Hubert to the 35, to the 30. Hubert to the 25, down to the 21-yard line. Now, that is something we have not seen a whole lot of Troy this year. That's running the football. He does have 65 rushes, but that time it looked like a design play there as Hubert just took off, found a nice seam. Mills again brings him down, but Hubert takes the ball for a first down all the way down. They'll mark the football at the 22. So a nice run there by Troy Hubert.
There we go. Third first down of the afternoon and a nice run. That almost simulated what we've seen in high school with Troy at the Aurora Huskies taking it off left tackle. Picks up a quick 15, another first down for the Broncos.
All right, Novicki goes in motion to the far side, handoff to Seeley. He just hurdles his way there in the center of the line across the 20. The ball comes loose. Doan comes down with it, but the officials say it was blown dead. Yeah, the Tigers were running the other way. That was Dalton Reba who had the pig in his arm, and he was headed the other way, but the officials blow that one dead as Seeley just hops into the center of the line there. A pickup of about 3 yards in a play, second down and 7. Seeley fumbled the football once last week against Morningside.
That was a very punishing defense up there with Morningside. The Mustangs are very good on the defensive side of things. And one thing about Seeley, he's been initiated into just thrown right into the fire this season as a freshman. He has learned what the next level of football is. He's been rocked around a little bit, some bumps and bruises, but he stayed virtually healthy all season long.
All right, second down, 7 yards to go. Here's an option play, and it's going to be Hubert carrying the ball, and he takes it to the 20-yard line where he runs into a host of Tigers over there. That's going to be Reba again leading the charges over there. Also, Brady Roeder coming up. He's a freshman out of Kearney. He's actually a transfer student, they tell us, from Nebraska. Lincoln was a future Husker at one point. Decided Doan was a better fit for him, so the freshman from Kearney is now on the Matt Franzen team here at Doan. Third down and 8 yards to go. So Hastings looking at third and long from about the 21-yard line of Doan. This is the opening possession for Hastings. Broncos out on top by a score of 2-0. Hubert in the gun. He backs up. He's got time. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Just misses his intended receiver. That was Mike Novicki, a diving stab down there inside the 5-yard line. And now a field goal attempt coming up here from Ernesto Locaio.
Well, this is almost money in the bank as Ernesto will have the win at the back. But, boy, that was just close to being 6 points there. That was about a yard or two out in front of Michael Novicki. But a good drive is stalled here, and we'll get a PAT or a field goal attempt from Locaio.
Yeah, this is 36 yards. Ball is down. It's plenty long, and that one goes through the uprights. It is good. So Ernesto Locaio hits a 36-yard field goal. Hastings adds a three-run homer now. Here in the top half of the second inning of play, we got 9:47 to play in the first quarter from Lloyd Wilson Field. What are the odds we'd have this score here, huh? Hastings College 5 and the Doan College Tigers nothing.
Whit Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Whit, there's a way. Whit Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings with a safety and Hastings with a 36-yard field goal. And it is now a 5-0 ball game. Hastings out on top of the Tigers here this afternoon as Ernesto Locaio will tee up a pick here for Hastings. Curry will drop back deep for the Doane College Tigers. So Ernesto will get into the football here. Stephen Washington is also back there for Doane, but this one goes well into the end zone and out of there. So Doane will come back out at the 20-yard line. They ran three plays earlier and picked up, what, 2 yards?
Yeah, two rushing plays, 2 yards. Anthony Dunn, the quarterback, tried one pass. That fell incomplete. And then the Broncos able to get a good field position, took it downfield. The Broncos 27 yards through the air, 18 yards on the ground on that drive, and it was capped off with the Locaio field goal. We'll see what Matt Franzen has in store with 9:47 left to go here in the first quarter. This is Doane's second possession of the afternoon.
Doane is averaging 18 points per ball game on offense. That is eighth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They give up 35, which is ninth in the conference. Doane first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. They keep the ball on the ground, banging his way across the 25 out here to the 27-yard line. A nice gain there by Reed. Tackle was made in there by Indiana Jones for Hastings College and some others. Riley Nicola coming up to make this stop, but Tim Reed carrying the ball there for Doane. He had 67 carries, 326 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon with 4 touchdowns. He picks up nice running room there. About 8 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and a long 2 here for the Tigers. They've got the ball to 28. Doane working from our left to our right. Here in the first quarter of play, it's 5-0. Hastings has got the lead. Anthony Dunn in the shotgun hands the ball away again to Reed. He angles off to the left side. He's got the first down to the 32 where the tackle is made by Indiana Jones. So Doane, a team that throws the ball around a little bit. Like Jimmy mentioned, they're fourth in the conference throwing the football at 222 yards per ball game. They've thrown only one pass so far in the ball game. And that has been Tim Reed left, Tim Reed right.
Yeah, Tim Reed, 4 carries, 15 yards. That one there gets him 5 yards out across the 30-yard line to the 33. Doane's first down of the afternoon.
All right, standing in the gun again is going to be Dunn. Here's a little quick pass that's going to be caught here across the 40-yard line out to the 45 before he's brought down. That's Indiana Jones again. That's Devin DeWarner. DeWarner is the tight end. He's from Bancroft Rosalie. Good football program up there in the northeastern part of the state. 6'3", 231-pound junior. That is a first down for Doane. So now the Tigers moving the chains here. They got the ball out here to the 45.
That one there good for 13 yards. And Doane's second consecutive first down as they start to get things moving offensively.
All right, wide receivers go left and right. Tight end is going to switch from the right side of the formation over to the left. That's DeWarner. Here's a handoff to Reed. Reed bangs his way across the 45 to the 46 to the 47-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by Jake Mueller for Hastings. Mueller back to wearing number 47 today. He was 39 the past couple of weeks. He's got to 47 back on here today in that defensive line. 6'6", 280-pound senior from Omaha Gross. I think it was his away jersey, the white ones.
That was ripped.
That was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's back at home, and he's back to his 47. So second down now for Doane. We're in the first quarter, 7:40 to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 5-0. Here's a handoff again. The reach flies outside 50 to 45. Still on his feet down to the Hastings College 40-yard line. I think that play was designed to go inside. Reed bounces it outside. Finally, the tackle is made in there by the linebacker for Hastings, Kane Ellenberg. Ellenberg, the sophomore out of Jacksboro, Texas. But now Doane is chewing up big yardage here against the Hastings College defense on the ground as they move the ball down to the Hastings 40.
Yeah, a gain of 11 yards, and they're really concentrating off the left side. That is where Reed's been able to pick up gains of 8, 5, 3, and 11 on his last 4 consecutive carries. He has all the offense rushing the football, 6 carries, 29 yards.
All right, here's Dunn. He takes the snap, and the officials blow this one dead. So they're going to blow this baby dead. Probably a penalty here against the Tigers. Somebody may have moved up front.
Yep, movement on Doane. It'll cost him 5.
Hastings rushing defense this year is seventh in the conference. They're allowing 160 yards per ball game. Hastings third in the conference against the pass, giving up 154 yards per ball game. So Hastings in total defense, sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They yield 314 yards per ball game. Bronco defense going to get a test here this afternoon by the Tigers. It's going to be an illegal procedure call here against Dillon. Going to cost him 5 yards. Here's a quick pass out here. It's going to be grabbed at the 47. He's across the 40 to the Bronco 35, down to the 32-yard line. They swing that pass out to the H-back here. Jesse Vivaldi. Vivaldi, a sophomore out of Omaha, grabs the ball and picks up some nice running room as he takes the ball down to the 31-yard line. Brian Callen into the stop for the Hastings College defense. But this is a drive, Jimmy. They started at the 20-yard line for Doan.
Yeah, Doan has picked up 3 first downs on this drive and being able to do it kind of a 50-50 mixture on the ground and through the air. And Dunn now, his last two completions have gone for 27 yards. That one there goes for 14. Brings up a second down and one for Doan.
Now Doan is under center here with Dunn, and he hands the ball away to Reed, and he's going to be decked here by Riley Nicola, but a penalty flag is down. So not much of a gain there. They only needed about a yard for the first down, and he got about a half a yard, and that's it, maybe.
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, where they spotted the football down, yeah. I think it's almost a loss of about a half a yard. The officials continue to confer. Come from the far sideline judge is where the flag was thrown.
Broncos are pointing Doan's way, so this might go against the Tigers again. Paul Merkowitz here on the near sideline. What's an explanation here from the Zebras? Coach, despite the 3-game losing streak, in a pretty good mood this week. A couple of practices that we were able to watch. It's going to be a penalty against Doan. It's going to cost him, cost him 5 yards. So now Doan looking at second down and 6 yards to go as they move the ball out here to the 37. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings out on top. 5-0 is the score. And now Doan looking at a second down situation here. Second down and 6 from the Hastings College 37-yard line. Wide receivers all over the place. To the left, to the right. Here's a handoff. That's going to go to Reed, and this time he is met by the Broncos. Pete Botkin. Botkin, the 280-pound senior out of Millard North, wraps him up and throws him to the turf. That's a loss of a couple of yards. And now Doan is looking at third down and about eight, actually fourth down. Nope, it should be third down. Should be third down because of the penalty. Third down and 8 yards to go.
Big Pete, he's had quite a year defensively. He's a big mainstay of that defensive front as he gets in there. A lot of penetration from the Crimson jerseys. Pete also with a touchdown run earlier this season, so he's seen both sides of the football, but a big play there, loss of one, third down and 7.
All right, Dunn wants to throw the ball again. Here's a little quick pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. That's Saffold with the ball. Saffold brings it across the 35 to the 30. He's got the first down to the Broncos at 27. So Saffold, the Jeremiah Saffold, a junior from Papillion La Vista South, grabs that one right in between the two hash marks. Verlande finally had to bring him down, but that was a nice conversion there. It was third down and 8. They get 8-plus some as they take the ball down to Hastings College 26, and the Tigers on the move.
Yeah, a gain of 12. Now Dunn's last three passes have been all three completions for 39 yards. That's the fourth first down on that drive, and the receiver's really getting loose in the middle of this Tony Harper secondary, and Dunn's able to pick this Bronco defense apart on this drive.
All right, Dunn wants to throw the ball again. He's got time. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Penalty flag down. Penalty flag down here. Two penalty flags down inside the 5-yard line. Zach Carlton was the guy back there in coverage for Hastings, and I think he is going to draw a flag here for interference as he was all over the receiver for Doan inside the 5-yard line. So the officials will confer. There's two penalty flags down, but I think they saw the same thing.
Yeah.
That's Zach Carlton climbing the back of the receiver for Doan.
Yeah, we had one come in from the far side, and then the official down in the end zone, he also threw one. There's the indication. So it's going to give Doan another first down. And this will be inside the actually, they'll spot it down at the 11-yard line. So Doan, first and 10, they can still get a first down down at the 1-yard line.
4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 5-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. But the Tigers, here on their second possession of the ball game, has moved the ball now inside the red zone. Doan will be in the gun again with wide receivers left and right. Grabs the ball, is going to hand it away. That's going to be a tailback Reed as Reed angles off to the right side across the 5 down to about the 4-yard line. Nicola gets up there. Brian Callen gets up for Hastings College defensively, but Tim Reed has done a great job here for the Tigers here on this drive. He takes the ball down to about the 3-yard line of Hastings. And now second down. Second down and about 2 yards to go for the first down. They need about three for the touchdown.
See who's in there at fullback blocking for Reed. It's that defensive tackle, Sania. So watch the middle here for Doan.
All right, Doan up under center. He hands the ball away. That's a new man in the backfield there as he angles off on the left side across the five down to about the two-yard line. Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College. That was a
putoff.
Yeah, putoff. Jeremy Putoff from California, 199-pound senior into the ball game there for Doan. He had 55 carries for 208 yards coming in here.
Really tough to see. Reed is 34, Putoff is 24, and as you said, those orange numbers, they're tough. You almost have to get the binocs out. But was watching that, and Sunia, the defensive tackle, was in there at the fullback as a blocking back. He'll continue to stay in there. We'll check the tailback.
It's going to be a Putoff again from about the 3-yard line, or actually the 2-yard line. Putoff gets the call again. He just hurdles his way into the end zone for the touchdown. The Doan College Tigers is jamming right down the Broncos' throat. That was an 80-yard drive against Tony Harper's defense. And Putoff gets in there for the touchdown. That's his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. And Doan goes out on top by a score of 6-5.
Well, coming into the ballgame, Doan not known for their rushing attack, doing a pretty good job just taking everything basically between tackles. And with 10 carries, 39 yards on the ground, 39 through the air, Doan attempting the PAT now.
All right, here's the extra point by the Tigers. That's going to go through the uprights. It is good. So the first touchdown of the ball game comes in the way of the Doan College Tigers. So Doan comes back to grab the lead. That was an 80-yard drive and 11 plays for the Doan College Tigers. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's now Doan 7, Hastings College 5.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball in Sioux City today. Hastings is playing in the Morningside Classic. And Hastings right now tied up with Mayville State 26-26. They've got 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first half. It won't be long before we'll get into Bronco basketball coverage for the 2010-2011 season.
We are starting to wind things down. Boy, it doesn't seem like it. It just seems like it was a week or so ago, we got the high school and college football season underway, and now we're down to one high school team. We'll have that game on Tuesday, and the Broncos now with this game here, and then next week play Nebraska Wesleyan right back here in Hastings. So we're winding down, and you kind of continue to crank up your schedule as you're busy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you do get Sundays off.
Occasionally.
Yes.
Andrew Nielsen will kick off here for the Tigers. So Doan has come back to grab the lead 7-5 over Hastings. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go to the far side. Nate Arnold goes over and watches that baby go bounce out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So Hastings will get good field position here. Briarcliff is jumped out on top here this afternoon in their ball game. What happened to the score? Nope, it's a Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan leading Briarcliff 21-0. That's in the first quarter. Hastings College is trailing here 7-5. At halftime, Sioux Falls is leading Dort by a score of 35-0. So they got an early start today. And Sioux Falls leading Dort at halftime. It is 35-0. So Hastings comes back out, put together a nice drive in the first possession here this afternoon, but then it stalled out, and they had to settle for a 36-yard field goal from Ernesto Lacayo. Here's Hubert running the ball, 45-50, breaks outside to the 45, and is chopped down at the 44. This is the most we have seen running from Troy Hubert in quite some time. He's finally chopped down at the 44-yard line, but Hubert having a good afternoon rushing the pig.
31 yards now on 3 carries. This is, as I said earlier, resembles the days of him playing for his father up at Aurora. A good rushing quarterback up there. We haven't seen this a whole lot Troy basically just sitting back there throwing the ball all year long, but a good afternoon to start here, and the Broncos now into Doan Tiger territory.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go after the run by Troy Hubert. Troy backs up this time, looks left, looks right, stands in the pocket, throws it. It's going to be caught down there at the 31-yard line. That's Blunt. Blunt has got it. He's going to be ridden down. So Nick Blunt, a junior from Oakland, California, makes his third reception of the season. Dalton Reba, the junior linebacker out of Grand Island, will tie him up and ride him down to the turf. But Nick Blunt, I know the coach really likes this kid, 6'1", 190-pounder from Oakland, California, making a reception there, starting as a wide receiver here for us here this afternoon. So Blunt makes the reception. Hastings College has got the ball down here at the Doan 31-yard line. Broncos moving from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. They come up with an eye formation now behind the quarterback Hubert, and the fullback was Beatty. He jumps. I think Evan Richter, the left guard, also jumped up there. So Hastings going to be penalized as they blow this one dead. Yeah, Zach Beatty, the fullback, comes out of his stance and took off. He tried to get set again, but I think Richter also moved up there. So a penalty on Hastings, first down and 15.
Second hanky of the day for Hastings College. It'll cost him 5 yards. They'll bring her back to the 37-yard line. Boy, we talked about the weather coming in, just a breeze from our right to left. But, boy, what an afternoon in November. We've had football games in November where we've had some the window closed and some very chilly temperatures.
We've had snow.
Yeah.
First down, 15 yards to go. Hubert wants to throw. He throws it. He does to Horseman, and Horseman hauls it in at the 25-yard line. So Blake Horseman gets the tackle there, actually gets the reception there. Kent McCrimmon gets the tackle for Doan. He's a cornerback there on that side. But Hastings has got a second down situation now, second down at about 2 yards to go, maybe closer to one as the ball is resting here between the 24 and the 23-yard line. So Hastings second down, less than a one. Wide receivers left and right. Now Novicki will go in motion to the far side of the field. The back's in the I formation. Handoff, Dalton Steele. Steele off of the right side. He's got the first down and more across the 20. Takes the ball down to the 16-yard line. Tackle is made in there by number 7, Cody Fanning for Doan. So first down and 10 for Hastings. The Broncos have moved the ball down to the Doan 18. So the Tigers took their second possession. Went 11 plays, 80 yards. Cashed in on a touchdown. Now the Broncos coming right back here. A minute and 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. 7-5 is the score. Doan has got the lead. But Hastings in the red zone. Hubert stands in the gun. Wide receivers left and right. Hubert's going to throw the ball. He does. Fires it near side. It's going to be caught down here at the 10-yard line. It's going to be caught here by Justin Anderson. So Anderson makes his second reception of the day. That's reception number 48 on the season. Tackle is made by number 21. That's a Brian Laura. Laura is out of El Paso, Texas. Has a pickup there of about 8 yards on the play. Second down and 2 as the Broncos move the ball in between the 9 and the 10-yard line. Blunt and Novicki, your wide receivers, to the right side. Justin Anderson will be to the left. Backs in the eye with Beatty and also Dalton Seeley. Seeley gets the call. Slides through one tackler at the 9-yard line. Heading for the end zone as he takes it down to about the 6. Joe Knott in on the stop there, a sophomore out of Ogallala, Nebraska, for the Tigers. Hastings will have the first down as Seeley takes the ball down to about the 5-yard line of Doan. So Hastings College trying to get back to the top of things here. The Broncos are 7th in the conference in scoring offense this year. They're averaging 20 points per ball game. They are 8th in scoring defense. They're giving up 22 points per ball game. Hastings trying to stuff it in the end zone for the first time here this afternoon. Hubert rolls, looking, and now throws it. It's caught for the touchdown. In the back corner of the end zone, the touchdown is by Blake Horseman as Hubert throws the touchdown pass, and the Broncos reclaim the lead in this wild first quarter of play.
Wow, and a good afternoon shaping up for Troy Hubert now. 6 of 8 passing, 67 yards, 1 touchdown, and Blake Horseman having a good afternoon. He's got 3 catches, 21 yards now, and that the touchdown, Lakayo in for the PAT. Troy Hubert holding the ball is down. The kick is up, and that one is on to 12th Street as the Broncos tack on 7. They now lead the ball game, lead Doan College Tigers 12-7 here in quarter number 1.
All right, Blake Horseman gets his third touchdown reception of the season. Troy Hubert has just thrown his 12th touchdown pass. Hastings reclaims the lead. We'll take a break, 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings 12, Doan 7.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 12, Doan 7, 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
I think my analogy was pretty close. Hastings College racking up a lot of numbers, 114 yards of total offense so far, 67 through the air. Troy Hubert having a great afternoon. We look at Doan coming in the ball game. They are 11th. They give up 464 yards a ball game. The Broncos on good track here as this Lacayo kick goes deep into the end zone, and we'll have a touchback, and Doan will take over at the 20.
Yeah, Tyrone Curry goes back and touches his knee about 9 yards deep in the end zone, but Doan has shown that they can move the ball, too. They took it right down the field the last time they had it. They went three plays, had to punt on their first series. The snap went over the punter's head, went into the end zone for his safety, but then Doan, on their second possession, comes right back. It goes on an 11-play, 80-yard drive to score for the first time this afternoon. Hastings responds with a drive of their own as the Broncos come right back. They get the touchdown pass from Hubert to Blake Horseman. So Doan back out at the 20-yard line. They're going to keep things on the ground. They're going to go to Tim Reed as Reed brings the ball across the 20 out to about the 24-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brian Callen for Hastings defensively. A pickup of about, 4 yards? We'll call it second down and six, and that's going to be the final play of this first quarter here this afternoon. So we have 19 points put up between the two teams here in the first quarter. Hastings getting a field goal, a safety, and a touchdown here in the first quarter. Doan scoring on that touchdown pass. And after one quarter at the Osborne Sports Complex, the score, Hastings College 12, Doan 7.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Briar Cliff at the end of the first quarter, 28-0. Chargers, thanks for showing up.
Got a wild one going on here. As we said, the Broncos with 114 yards of total offense. Doan, 82. Leading ball carrier, Tim Reed, 9 carries, 40 yards. Troy Hubert, 3 carries, 31 yards. Also has a touchdown pass. He's thrown for 67.
Northwestern out on top of Concordia, 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. Some scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Now Doan has got to under their back here in the second quarter. Anthony Dunn in there at quarterback for Doan. He's got wide receivers to the left and to the right. Second down, about 6 yards to go. The ball is at the 25. Dunn has got the ball, and he's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked here by the Broncos. And getting through there for Hastings was Tanner Knox, I believe, number 48. So Tanner Knox gets the sack there on Dunn, a loss of about 3 yards on the play back here at the 22-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 8 yards to go. Third and eight for the Tigers. This is Tyrone Curry split out to the left side. They'll bring another man with him there in his slot. Wide receiver to the right as well. Here's Dunn. Drops back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws it in the center of the field. It's incomplete. It is incomplete. The intended receiver was Eamon Feeney. Eamon Feeney, the intended receiver, is a junior out of Maxwell, Nebraska. Back there in coverage for Hastings was Kane Ellenberg. So now it's fourth down for the Tigers. They'll have to punt the football away.
We look at Anthony Dunn's numbers on the afternoon. 3 of 5 passing, only 39 yards. That one there was a pretty good pass, but a lot of defenders around the intended receiver. I think he heard footsteps, and the ball falls to the turf. Britson Steinhauser back deep to field this Doan punt.
Heidemann has to pick up that snap off of the ground as it kind of rolls back to him. Steinhauser grabs the ball, hits the 32, and he's going to be dropped to the 32. Doan down there on special teams. So Doan has had to punt twice. The first one went over the head of Heidemann out of bounds for his safety. The second one, Jimmy, rolls back to him. And Heidemann does a nice job just picking that one off of the turf and getting it away. And Hastings will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 33.
You normally don't see that in game number 8. You usually have those wrinkles taken care of, but Heidemann just lucky to get that one off. A good punt, 47 yards, no return. Broncos will take over. First and 10 on their own 33, 14-12 left to go here in the second quarter.
Hastings got the lead by the score of 12-7 over the Tigers. There's a play-action pass. Hubert wants to throw the ball, holds it. Now he's going to run with it. He's across the 30, out to the 35, out to the 36, 37-yard line. So Hubert could not find anybody downfield. Takes off, runs with it, finds some positive yardage there around the left end. Hubert is knocked down into play after a pickup of 3 yards, and it's second down and 7. So second down and 7 for Hastings. Nathan Rogge into the stop there for the Tigers. So Troy Hubert running the ball effectively here today for the Hastings College offense. Comes up to the line of scrimmage again, then backs away here. He'll stand in the gun. Keenan Balazs now in the ball game as the tailback, and he's going to get a call here as Balazs takes it up inside across the 40, out to the 45, out to the 48-yard line. So Keenan Balazs, the sophomore out of Payton, Colorado, slides on through there, 5'9", 160 pounds soaking wet. And the tackle is made in there by Brian Lura from El Paso, Texas. But Keenan Balazs, all of 5'9", maybe, and maybe 160 pounds, gets through there for a first down.
First down number 9 for Hastings College here as they inch the ball out to the 48-yard line. The Broncos have been very successful every time they've had the football today.
Got a touchdown and they moved the ball in that first possession, then had to settle for a field goal. Here's Blage again, angles off to the right side across the 40, puts a move on, 47, 50, to the 48-yard line now of Doan as he takes the ball across the midfield stripe. Blage is tackled in a play by Josh Mills, a junior from Papillion La Vista South. Blage picks up about 3 yards in a play and a second down and 7. We are in the second quarter, 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings holding on to a 12-7 lead over the Doan College Tigers.
Talk about Hubert carrying the ball. 4 carries, 34 yards here in the afternoon. Dalton Seeley, 5 carries, 16 yards. And we'll give Balazs now in the insertion in the second quarter. 2 carries, 14 yards.
All right, there's Zach Beatty now going in motion to the far side. Hand off to Balazs. He is hemmed in, and Balazs is going to be hit down. He goes. Nathan Rogge. Rogge, a 249-pound sophomore out of Plainview, Nebraska, makes the stop there on Balazs. Don't hurt our little guy. Balazs at 160. Rogge is at 249.
Boy, nowhere to run there for Keenan Balazs. A lot of white jerseys with orange numbers in the Hastings College backfield. We've talked about the offensive line the last few weeks. They have been just riddled with injuries, and they have had a tough time blocking the opponents this season.
Third down, 11 yards to go. Hastings now with the ball in their own territory back here at the 47-yard line. Hubert from the gun, backs up. Look out, here comes some pressure. Hubert gets away, throws it, and it's incomplete. Hubert was buried back here. Getting through there defensively was Ryan Gunterod from Lexington. Gunterod coming in from his backside to bury the quarterback, Hubert. Troy does a good job getting rid of the thing. He was, I think, coming to Balazs. But it fell incomplete. That's probably a wise thing there. Balazs wouldn't have went anywhere. And now Ernesto Locayo into the ball game to punt things away. So Hastings will punt for the first time here this afternoon. Ernesto stands at his own 35-yard line as he will get this thing away. Curry looks up there for Doan, watches it bounce at the 15-yard line, and Hastings comes down to down the football. So Curry was back there, had notions to maybe return that baby, passed it up. It's going to be a down by the Broncos, and now Doan will start first down and 10 on their own 15-yard line. The Broncos have a 12-7 advantage over Doan here this afternoon. So Hastings College trying to break a three-game losing streak. In fact, both of these teams on three-game losing streaks coming in here this afternoon. Hastings with one game left against Nebraska Wesleyan next Saturday. Anthony Dunn comes back up to the line of scrimmage now for Doan. He will be in the gun. He's got three wide receivers split to the left side as they start this drive from the 15. Dunn backs up, swings it out here. It's going to be caught by Saffold. Saffold across the 20, dances his way to the 24, to the 25, and he's run out of bounds over here at about the 27. Aaron Verlinde runs him out of bounds for Hastings. Also Alec Diffendaffer over here for the Broncos. But a nice catch and run there as Saffold takes the ball to the 27. That's a pickup of 12 yards and a play, and the Tigers get a first down.
That is first down number six on the afternoon as Doan continues on the march here. Doan has been able to move the football against this Hastings College defense here this afternoon.
Here's Dunn again. This time he's going to keep it on the ground. That's going to be Tim Reed. Slides through one tackle at the 25 to the 30 and brings the ball to the 33. Brian Callen and also Zach Carlton over here making the tackle for Hastings. But not before Reed is downfield here for about, 7-8 yards as he brings the ball up to the 34. So another nice run for Reed. He had just 326 yards coming into the football game today, Jimmy.
Well, we're making him look like a back that's up close to 1,000 yards or over that. Reed now with 10 carries and 47 yards here just in the first half. And Reed doing a nice job picking and choosing as he bounces it out left right in front of the Hastings College bench. Picks up 7 yards. Going to bring a second down and three here. Ball out to the 34.
Approaching the 10-minute mark here in quarter number two. He gets the handoff again. Slides through there. Across the 35 to the 40. Got to wrap up and tackle, guys, to the 43-yard line. Finally, Indiana Jones will bring him down there. So Doan is chewing up the yardage on the ground against the Hastings College defense. Brings the ball out to the 42 as they'll get a fresh set of downs here. Hastings College looking to defensive coordinator Tony Harper here on the near sideline. So it's first down and 10 yards to go for Doan. They've moved the ball out to the 42. Wide receivers again go left and right. Dunn, play action pass this time. He wants to throw it. Rolls to his right. Now he's going to run it. He's at the 40 to the 45, and he's going to be chopped down at the 47. Tanner Knox in on the stop there for Hastings College. That time Anthony Dunn wanted to take the ball downfield. Couldn't find anybody. Took it around the right end there for Doan. Brought the ball out to about the 47. Nice pickup, though. Second down and about, 4 yards to go for the Tigers.
Yeah, we'll give him 6 on the pickup. And Dunn, not a lot of time back there to throw. Hastings College was starting to get penetration on him, forced him to the right side. Good coverage downfield by the Broncos secondary. Forced down off the right side. He still picked up, as we said, 6 yards. Second down and 4 here. Ball at the 48.
That's Vervaldi, the H-back, going in motion to the far side. Here's a handoff to a putoff, who's back into the ball game now as he brings it across the 50 inside Bronco territory. I guess his knee went down at about the 49. He's going to be about a yard or so shy of a first down. So the Tigers looking at third down and a yard. Halftime up in Sioux City today. The women's basketball game, Hastings College is leading Mayville State 45-43. Hastings 45, Mayville State 43. That's women's college basketball at the Morningside Classic in Sioux City.
Cisa Nui in there at the fullback. Also the Blue Hill product, Garrett Schroeder in there at tailback. See his first action of the game.
Here is Dunn. He's going to hand the ball away as they take it for a yard. Going to be enough for a first down, I do believe. Pete Botkin in on the stop there for Hastings College. That was a putoff, who carries the ball there for Doan, who picks up the first down as he takes it to the 47 of Hastings. And Botkin in on the stop for Hastings. But Doan gets another fresh set of downs here. First down and 10 for Doan. We're down to 8 minutes and 24 seconds to play. One thing about it, these two teams keeping the ball on the ground, Jimmy, the clock is ticking away. Team's not going to get a whole lot of possessions here this afternoon.
No, they're not. That'd take long to get through a quarter here. That is Doan's 8th first down in the afternoon.
There's a throw over to the wide receiver. Now he's going to take the ball downfield. He's got a man wide open. He grabs it. That's Curry. Touchdown. They swing it out to Saffold, and Saffold throws a perfect stripe down to a Tyrone Curry, and he gets it into the end zone for the score. We talked about Matt's bag of tricks, and he goes with a pass there. They just throw it out to their wide receiver, Jeremiah Saffold, and he throws the ball right on the money to Tyrone Curry, and the Bronco defense nowhere around.
An absolute strike. Saffold, a good job over there to right side. He sucked the defense in over to where Saffold was, and then Curry was all alone down there. Doan in for the PAT. Now the kick is up, and it is good. But what a play. We talked about Coach Franzen throwing all things out, and the guys right beside us, the Doan coaching staff, all smiles as they cross up Tony Harper's defense, and they throw another 6 on the board with the PAT. Now they go back in front of Hastings College. They'll lead it 14-12 here with 8:03 left to go in the second quarter.
So a good ball game shaping up here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan that time goes 7 plays and 85 yards. They get a big touchdown pass from Saffold to a Tyrone Curry. 8:03 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Doan 14, Hastings College 12.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So a double pass thrown there by Doan. It goes from Anthony Dunn to Jeremiah Saffold, downfield to Tyrone Curry. And there was no doubt, as Curry had a couple of steps on his defensive back. That one covers 47 yards. And Matt Franzen crosses up. Paul Merkowitz here in this football game. 14-12, Tigers have the lead. As Doan will kick the ball away. As we approach the 8-minute mark here in quarter number two, backing up is Hastings as Keenan Ballage watches that one go over his head and into the end zone. So Hastings will start this drive, first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. I don't know if the wager is on in this particular ball game or not, but a couple of years ago, Coach Merck and Coach Franzen, the guy who lost had to buy Nebraska football tickets to the Colorado game. That was the year that the Nebraska played on the day after Thanksgiving. I know they had a little wager. The guy who lost had to buy the Nebraska football tickets. They both went down and enjoyed the Husker game. And I wonder if that wager's on again here this year.
We'll ask
you about that.
Yeah.
First down and 10. Hastings College with the ball on their own 20-yard line. And now Keen Stenzel's into the ball game. He's going to run the option play, and he's going to be chopped down after a pickup of only 1 yard. So Keen Stenzel, the freshman quarterback, originally committed to the University of Sioux Falls. He's from California. Ended up here on the Hastings College campus after the coaching change up there at Sioux Falls this past season. Decided to become a Bronco. We're glad to have him. He's going to be a bright young quarterback here for Paul Merkowitz and the Broncos. Now seeing some playing time here the second quarter after a good first quarter from our starter in Troy Hubert.
I was going to say Troy Hubert has accounted for 104 yards of total offense here for the Broncos in the first half, and he'll stand on the sidelines.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at their own 21. Stenzel is going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Beatty with it. He fights for a yard maybe. Zach Beatty carries the football there for Hastings College. Tackle is made in there by Kason Christensen, number 92 for the Doan College Tigers. Christensen at 253 pounds, a sophomore out of Raymond, Nebraska. So now two plays, and Hastings looking at third down and 8 yards to go.
Well, when we see Stanzel left in the ball game, and we've seen Keen in there a lot, primarily a running quarterback. We'll see what they have, a very difficult third down call here for the Broncos.
Third down and 8 from the 22. Here comes the blitz from Doan. Here comes the pressure. Stenzel gets away with it. He holds it, now runs it. 20, 25, 30-yard line. He's got the first down as he brings it out to about the 31. Maybe the 32, so Keen Stenzel picks that one up for himself here. Couldn't find anybody downfield and takes the ball upfield. Tackle is made in there by the Tigers. That's a Trevor Wells and also Cody Fanning in on the stop there for Doan. So a pickup of about 9, 10 yards in the play there by Keen Stenzel. And Hastings has now got the ball back out to the 31. We're down to 6:25 to play here in the second quarter. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. It is 14-12. Stenzel waits in the gun. He's going to run it himself, trying to bring it to this near side, and he's going to be knocked down. No gain in the play. That's going to be Celo Sunina getting the stop there for the Tigers. 276 pounds for Sunina. As Coach Merck told us during the week, if he played on a team with a better record, he would probably be a first-team all-GPAC selection. He was second team a year ago. And he is a big, big boy. He's on his left end over as he looks at the Hastings College defense. The Hastings College offense. Second down and 10 yards to go. No gain on the last play there by Stenzel. Now he's going to hand the ball away. Oh, boy. Seeley was racked up and chopped down just as he gets the handoff from Stenzel. Tackle is made in there by Joe Knott, hard-hitting linebacker, a sophomore out of Ogallala. And, boy, Dalton Seeley's brains had to be rattled there, Jimmy.
Well, I was watching through the binoculars. I was watching Sunia as he was lined up on the left side of the defense. Just watch him try to crash across there. He really has some good feet underneath of him. But then right in the vision of my binoculars, That was a big, big hit. Loss of a couple of yards. Going to bring up third down and 11 for the Hastings College Broncos.
And this is Hubert back in there now, and Hubert's going to run it around the right end, and he's going to be hitting no gain in the play. That's Sunina again in the stop there for Doan. So Stencil runs a majority of that possession there, and then Troy Hubert comes in on third down and 11 yards to go, tries to run the ball here to the short side of the field, and he is knocked down by Sunina. And Hastings, for the second consecutive possession, will have to punt the football away. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the second quarter. Doan very quietly has got the lead, 14-12 here over Hastings.
Well, they're doing. Lakayo's got a kick into the wind. Back deep, I believe that's Curry. Back deep for Doan. He'll stand at his own 35-yard line.
Waiting for the kick from Ernesto Lakayo. Not a very good kick this time from Ernesto. It's going to bounce at the 46-yard line. Takes a Doan bounce, and it's going to be down here right near the midfield stripe. Down there in coverage for Hastings College with Colton Mueller. That was a punt of only 16 yards. Last couple of weeks have not been Ernesto's best. He's kind of like the team. It's kind of sputtering along here.
Yeah. When it rains, it pours. There's really nothing that's been going right offensively, defensively, special teams. Special teams especially have not been very good. And now Doan with the 14-12 lead, 4:14 left to go. They've got the ball, two receivers out right, one to the left side, and they've got the ball at the 50-yard line.
Approaching the four-minute mark now here in the second quarter. Here's a handoff again to Tim Reed. He tries to make a cut, and his feet go out from under him. And down to the turf he goes. A loss of 1 yard in the play. Brian Callen will cover him up just in case there for Hastings. Loss of one in the play, second down at 11 yards to go. So after a kind of a fast-paced first quarter of play, the second quarter is kind of settled in here. And we're down to a 14-12 ball game now in favor of the Tigers, and Doan has got the ball at their own 49.
Well, and where the football is, you can't go to sleep in the secondary because we've seen what Matt Franzen will do. He elect to go for the trick play. Last time it went for 47 yards and a touchdown. We'll see what they got here. Second and 11, Doan.
Dunn's going to throw the ball, and that's going to be incomplete. Nowhere close to his intended receiver, coming on a slant from the right side, so it's an incomplete pass. That was Curry, the intended receiver. Third down and 11. Northwestern leading Concordia late in the second quarter. It is 16-0. Dakota Wesleyan 28, Briarcliff nothing. 9.5 minutes to go until halftime of that ball game. Midland is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 7-3. They've got 6 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's Dunn. Wants to throw the ball. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Brian Callen at the 45-yard line to the 50. Down the sideline, 45 to the 40. Callen to the 35. He's at the 30. He's still moving. It's at the 25-yard line. And finally run down at the 22. Brian Callen gets the interception for Hastings. His second interception of the season. Saffold comes down the field and makes the stop there for Doan. But a nice interception by Brian Callen. A great return. Hastings has got the ball at the Doan 22-yard line.
38-yard return from Brian Callen, and he played that one nicely, just kind of floated to the outside, stepped right in front of the Anthony Dunn pass, was able to pick that off, and then he was hit down here at about the 42, 43-yard line, was able to break free there, and kind of got to play the role of running back there. Was Brian Callen. He took it all the way downfield to the 22, so the Broncos set up in great shape here with 3:19 left to go to half.
That is the 11th interception of the season for Anthony Dunn, so he sings with the ball at the Doan 23-yard line, trying to cash in on a Doan turnover. Hubert, play-action pass, throws it. It's going to be caught down here at the 10-yard line. That's Horseman again as he takes the ball down to the 7. Blake Horseman, that's his third reception of the ball game for Hastings. Horseman has got a touchdown reception here for the Broncos in the first half. Josh Mills finally makes the tackle for Doan, but Hastings moves the ball down inside the red zone now at the Tigers' 7-yard line.
Four receptions, 46 yards, and one touchdown for Blake Horseman here. That one goes for 15 yards across the middle of the field. And now the Broncos knocking on touchdown door, the ball at the 7 of Doan.
Wide receiver splits out to the left side. That's going to be Justin Anderson. Sealing the backfield. Dalton will get the carry here. He's at the 5-yard line. Crashes forward to the 4. Hit it to 3. Takes it to the 2. Takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Boy, that was a nice run by Dalton Sealy. It's going to yield only 7 yards, Jimmy, but that was a nice run. He bounces off of a couple of guys, runs over a guy at the 2-yard line, and then takes it into the end zone for the score.
Well, and it's just like we've seen him in high school. He was very smart. He watched his blockers. He picked and chose where he wanted to run, and everything was just kind of getting closed off in the middle of the field. He bounces it outside a couple of times, takes it in from 7 yards out. That's Seeley's 5th touchdown as Lakayo is in for the PAT, and that kick is down. It's up, and it is good. So off the Brian Callen interception and a 37-yard return, the Broncos cash in on the turnover. They had seven on the board. They go back in front of Doan in the seesaw battle. Hastings 19 and the Doan College Tigers 14.
So Hastings gets the turnover here, something that's plagued them the last couple of weeks. They get the turnover. They go down and score. Dalton Seeley takes it in from 7 yards out. So two plays and about 22 yards. Seeley takes it to the house from 7 yards out. Broncos reclaim the lead. 2:41 to play, second quarter. Hastings 19, Doan 14.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings playing their next to the last game for the 2010 season. 19-14 is the score. Hastings out on top of Doan. Dalton Seeley scoring a touchdown there for Hastings. Here comes the kickoff by Ernesto LaKyle. He'll be grabbed here at the 15. Back to the 20, 25, 30. That's Curry as he brings it out here to the 33. And that's where the Tigers will start here in the final 2.5 minutes of quarter number two. So the Tigers, who have shown flashes of hope here on offense. Everything all right over there?
Yeah. Just digging for my little machine here.
All right. Never can tell when you go down to the floor. Make sure you stay upright.
Yeah, exactly.
First down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. They've got the ball on their own 34. Working from our right to our left here in quarter number two.
You act as if you've seen me on the floor a time or two.
you have been known to be down there.
163 total yards of offense for Doan in the ball game. Hastings College, on the other hand, we talked about Doan giving up a lot of yards. Defensively, they have given up 160. So both teams over 160 yards of total offense as the officials have kind of held up play here momentarily and going to run over and talk to Coach Merck.
I don't know what it's for. We have no penalty flags down. Doan is out here ready to run a play here at the 34.
I've never seen Coach Merck so agreeable with the officials all year long. He's nodded an awful lot to them. Maybe they're scared of him.
Maybe he got the word, huh?
Yeah.
2.5 to play here in the second quarter. 19-14. Hastings out on top.
Well, after last week exchanging pleasantries, he was just telling the officials they did a nice job.
Here's a handoff. That's going to be a punt off as he brings it across the 35 to the 40-yard line before he's brought down. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in the play. Ellenberg in on the stop. Yeah, that's that late penalty that we had last week against Morningside when they called an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Hastings against Morningside. That was actually called on the coach. That was called on Coach Merck, he told us. Here's a handoff again to Putoff as he takes it around the left end across the 40 out to the 45 to the 46-yard line where he is tackling a play by Diffendaffer and Nikolov. He sings that's the first down. Coach Merck told us, yeah, I didn't even cuss at the guy. He said the only thing I told him was that he was one of the worst referees in the conference.
Yeah, worst officials in the conference. Yeah. You can't. I don't know how you can flag a guy for being honest.
Yeah, Coach Merck was being honest. It cost him 15 yards. Here's Dunn. He wants to throw the ball. He does. It's going to be caught here across the 50 inside Bronco territory. Running with a football, 45, and run out of bounds. That's number one, Jeremy Saffold, on the receiving end of that one for Doan. Brian Callen in on the stop for the Hastings College defense. Saffold's the guy who threw the touchdown pass for Doan. He catches that ball there and picks up a first down. He's a good-looking ball player, a junior from Papillion La Vista South, 5'11", 173. Doan has got the ball now at the Hastings College 42. Tigers doing just about anything they want here against the Hastings College defense.
They are. That's first down number 11. The play goes for 12 yards.
Here's a handoff now to a punt off. He takes it right in the teeth of the buzzsaw where he's jerked down and thrown to the turf. Another stop there for Hastings is Jared Noble for Hastings. Noble makes the stop there. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9. Doan has moved the ball down to the 42. We're down to a minute and 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and now we get a timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break. 1:33 to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 19, Doan 14.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
1:33 to play here in the second quarter. Just received word from Ames, Iowa, that Cody Green is going to get the start for Nebraska today in the ball game against Iowa State. That ball game will kick off here at about 2:30. So Cody Green gets the start. Taylor Martinez, the Husker quarterback, T-Magic, a little banged up from a week ago in the win over Missouri. Second down, 9 yards to go. The Doan College Tigers. Down here at the Hastings College 41, there's a pass that's nearly intercepted.
No.
That was Brian Callen again. Would that have been 7 points?
Oh,
6 points?
He'd be crossing about right now. That was in and out of the hands of Brian Callen on the left side of the defensive formation. He was the only guy out there. There wasn't anybody offensively for Doan that would have brought him down. Oh, would he love to have that one back.
He had one on the last possession. Returned 37 yards.
That was kind of a circus catch as he brought it down with one hand and was able to tuck it in. That one there just simply hit him in the wrong spot right in the numbers.
So now it's third down for Doan. Third down and 9. They've got the ball to Hastings College 41. Anthony Dunn back up here. And now what are they going to do? They're going to reset the play clock. It's going to wind down from 25 seconds. So third down and 9 yards to go from the 41. Here's Dunn, sprints out right side, and loads the ball. It's going to be caught for the first down. Down inside the 30-yard line, down to about the 29. So they get that ball inside the 30-yard line. They take the ball downfield to Tyrone Curry. Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College, but a first down for the Tigers down here at the Hastings 28. So the Tigers moving the ball now with a minute and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And now we got another timeout. Looks like Indiana Jones a little gimpy here for Hastings, as the training staff comes out to talk with him. So is this a timeout or an injury timeout? Indiana Jones is going to come off the field now for Hastings. And again, they're having problems with the play clock. They're going to reset that to 25 seconds in the end zone. We're down to a minute and 23 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Doan trying to put some more points on the scoreboard here in this first half. 19-14 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Anthony Dunn. Dancing in the pocket, throws it. It's going to be caught, dropped. Nope, it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Hastings. And picking the ball off for the Broncos, that was deflected off of a couple of guys there. But finally picking the ball off was Justin Boyce. He just checked in there for Indiana Jones. Indiana was shaking up on that preceding play. Boyce comes in and gets a pick here for Hastings as he picks up the bobbled ball before it hits the turf on the Broncos. Will hold the Tigers out of the end zone here at the end of the second quarter.
I think the intended receiver was Saffold down there, number one. As he went down to the turf, the ball kind of bounces up off of his chest. And Justin Boyce right there to make the reception. Then he was touched by a couple of Tigers, but they'll take over at the 13-yard line, holding Doan out of any opportunity to score any points here with a 1:11 left to go.
So now here comes Hubert and the offensive charges back out for Hastings. First down and 10 on their own 13. Backs in the I formation. Handoff goes to Seeley. Both hands on the ball across the 15-yard line and brought down at about the 16 or the 17. Hastings not going to get real fancy down here deep in their own territory with a minute to play now in this first half of play. Hastings with a lead, 19-14. The Broncos getting a couple of picks. So for once, I think we're winning the turnover war, at least through two quarters.
Well, I think so. Last week against Morningside, that was horrendous. We, with fumbles, interceptions, that's been the case. As we said, 19 turnovers in five games for Hastings College. That's just not like the Broncos in the past, but they've been able to hold on to the football here. They control the ball game inside. 30 seconds left to go here till half, and they will have the lead at half unless something strange happens here on this second down call.
Yeah, 19 turnovers in the five losses. Hastings with five turnovers in their three wins. Here's a handoff. They're going to go straight ahead here across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. Hastings still going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. It's going to bring up a third down situation as Seeley carries the ball there for Hastings. Doan calls the timeout. Third down. It's going to be about a yard to go as Hastings has moved the ball out here to about the 23. So now we got 18 seconds to play here in quarter number two. And another timeout here from the Tigers. We'll take a quick break with a score. Hastings 19, Doan 14.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up at halftime today, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week. Tyler Maffitt will join us back at the KHAS Sports Studios. He's got all the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today and across the nation. Some major college football. Huskers kicking off here at 2:30 this afternoon in Ames, Iowa, against the Iowa State Cyclones. So Doan calling the timeout. Now Hastings looking at third down and a yard from their own 23. Hubert up under center, backs in the eye with Beatty back there along with Dalton Seeley. And here comes Hubert running the option play. Hubert's going to have the first down across the 25 as he tumbles his way out to about the 28. So Hastings picking up the first down. Now we'll see if the Tigers are still going to keep some time on the clock here. We're down to 13 seconds to go. They will reset the chains on the far side. Hastings now looking over here. We're winding the clock at 10 seconds, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So we're not going to run any more plays here in the first half. It's come to a screeching halt. Hastings College will have the lead here at halftime over the Doan College Tigers. Have an entertaining ball game to this point. Hastings with a lead at halftime. It's the Broncos 19, Doan 14. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College with a lead over Doan here this afternoon. Broncos 19 and the Tigers 14. We're at halftime. Check the scoring for you in the first half. Hastings got on the board early defensively. It was a safety by Doan. After three plays, they had to punt the ball away deep in their own territory. The snap goes over the punter's head into the end zone and out. So Hastings awarded a safety, jumped out to a 2-0 lead. First offensive possession for Hastings. They took the ball downfield but had to settle for a 36-yard field goal from Ernesto Ocayo. That gave Hastings a 5-0 advantage. Doan then came back and went on an 11-play, 80-yard drive. Got a 2-yard touchdown run from Jeremy Putoff. The point after touchdown was good. Doan had the lead by a score of 7-5. Hastings comes back on their next possession, goes 7 plays and 65 yards. They get a 5-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Blake Horseman. That gave Hastings the advantage by the score of 12-7. Doan comes back and throws a double pass on their next possession. Ends up going 47 yards from Jeremiah Saffold to Tyrone Curry. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 14-12. Doan was driving again late in the second quarter, but Brian Callen picks off a pass and returns it 37 yards. Hastings then goes a couple of plays, and they get a 7-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. And that's the margin right now. Hastings College with the lead over Doane. It is 19-14.
Pretty good seesaw match going along, and I think you talked about it. You were able to come out, as we said, Hastings and Doane got together early in the season and kind of had a practice together, and then later on that afternoon had a scrimmage, and Doane gave Hastings everything they wanted, and we've seen that pretty much today. Doane has been able to move the football against Tony Harper's defense on the ground and through the air today, but the Broncos with a couple of key turnovers, and that has been the difference here in the ball game. We look at Doane. In the first half of play, they've rushed the ball 21 times for 81 yards. The two quarterbacks for Doane, Anthony Dunn and Jeremy Saffold, have combined for 7 of 13 passes, 2 interceptions, and 120 yards. So 201 of total offense for Doane in the first half. Doane with 13 first downs in the first half. We see individual leaders for Doane rushing the football. Tim Reed leads the way, 10 carries, 45 yards. Jeremy Putoff, 8 carries, 33 yards, and 1 touchdown. We look at receiving the football. Jeremiah Saffold, 3 receptions, 35 yards. Tyrone Curry is the leading receiver, though, with 2 receptions and 59 yards. He has that 1 touchdown of 47 yards that they run that little flea flicker play, the double pass against Hastings. On the Hastings College side of things, rushing the football, Broncos have rushed it 22 times for 92 yards. Troy Hubert has thrown the football 7 of 10 today. No interceptions. That's a big key there for 80 yards. So the Broncos with 172 total yards of offense here in the ball game. The Broncos with 19 first downs in half number one. Leading the way rushing the football, Troy Hubert, 6 carries, 41 yards. Dalton Seeley, 9 carries, 29 yards, and 1 touchdown. We see on the receiving side of things, Blake Horseman, the tight end, leading the way of receptions. 4 catches, 46 yards, and a touchdown. Justin Anderson, 2 catches, 22 yards. And Nick Blunt, 1 reception for 12 yards. But again, kind of back and forth. But again, the turnovers come towards the favor of our side for once, and that's been the difference here in the ballgame as Doane has thrown a couple of interceptions. Brian Callen intercepting one of them and taking it downfield. The Broncos were able to get a touchdown out of that. And then when Doane was moving the football downfield, Justin Boyce comes up with the interception in for the injured Indiana Jones, and that nullifies any chance of points for Doane. So everything looking good here in Hastings against Doane. Hastings College 19, Doane College 14.
You get that kind of uneasy feeling, though, because the Tigers have been able to move the ball against our defense here in the first half.
Well, they have, and the Tigers with 201 total yards of offense. And you look at, I think I seen in the newspaper, Coach Merck said, you look at it, and they like to do both things well. They rush it the same as they throw it. They're pretty much a 50-50 offense, and so far, they've been able to do it with passing, but a lot of that comes off of that 147-yard touchdown pass, 120 through the air, 81 on the ground. But again, the Broncos able to move the football against this defense. They give up well over 400 yards of total offense to teams that they play this season. So I look for an exciting second half as the Broncos look good so far, though. They're out on top 19-14.
Both teams trying to break a three-game losing streak here this afternoon. Hastings sitting at 3-5 in the season. Doane is sitting at 2-6. Other games going on today in the GPAC. Midland is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 14-3 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leading Briar Cliff late in the second quarter 35-0. Sioux Falls has got a 35-0 lead over Dort. That game is at halftime. Hastings College women's basketball today. They've got 11 minutes to go in the ball game. Hastings is now leading Mayville State by the score of 62-55. The Broncos are currently 2-1 in the season. They're playing in the Morningside Classic here this afternoon. Hastings, the women's basketball team, with a lead over Mayville State, 62-55. They've got 11 minutes to go in that basketball game in Sioux City. Coming up next, we have got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and also we've got Tyler Baffett. He's going to be back checking all the scores. Hopefully that was not something we needed. We just had papers blow out the window.
No, we had the door open up here. It's like a vacuum cleaner outside, and that was the first quarter numbers. We got the halftime numbers right here, so we're good to go. That's a souvenir to whoever got it down below.
Okay.
We should have signed it.
Anyway, we've got the scoreboard show coming up in a couple of minutes as well, so stay with us. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Alyssa Farmer as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. Alyssa is a senior at Hastings College. She's a graduate from Hastings St. Cecilia. She's an exercise science major at Hastings College, a 2009 NAIA Outdoor Track and Field All-American in the women's 4x800 relay, named 2009 GPAC All-Conference in Cross Country, a 2009 National Qualifier in cross country, and a 2010 national qualifier in indoor track and field in the women's 1,000 meter run. She's also an NAIA scholar athlete in track and field in 2010. She participates in cross country and track. Congratulations to Alyssa Farmer, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard, presented by Hastings Federal Credit Union.
1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Mavid. Welcome inside the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll get a check of scores from around NCAA Major College Football in just a few minutes. Right now, let's take a look at the scoring drives between Hastings College and Doan. At the half, Hastings College has the lead 19-14. Hastings College took the early lead as Doan made a bad snap on their first possession, causing a safety to put the Broncos up 2-0. A few minutes later in the first quarter, Ernesto Lacayo put one through the uprights, making the score 5-0 Broncos. Doan responded after trailing early by scoring a touchdown to make the score 7-5. The Broncos reclaimed the lead in the first quarter as Troy Huber passed to Blake Horseman to make the score 12-7. In the middle of the second quarter, Doan reclaimed the lead with a 47-yard pass to make the score 14-12. The back and forth continued as Dalton Seeley ran in for a touchdown, making the score 19-14. That's where we are right now with a half, Hastings College 19, Doan 14. In the rest of the G-Pack, 2-7 Briar Cliff travels to 4-4 Dakota Wesleyan today. At last check, Dakota Wesleyan had the lead 28-0. Number 20 Midland travels to Nebraska Wesleyan. At last check, Midland had the lead 14-3 at the half. The Concordia Bulldogs take on number 15 Northwestern. At last check, Northwestern had the lead 16-0. 8-0 Sioux Falls takes on 0-8 Dort today. Sioux Falls at last check was leading Dort 35-0 at the half. And number 8 Morningside has the week off as they prepare for Dakota Wesleyan next week. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt. In the Big 12, number 7 Nebraska will attempt to redeem that embarrassing 8-turnover loss to Iowa State last year as they travel to Ames to take on the Cyclones. If you would like to hear the play-by-play of the Husker game, you can tune in to our sister station, KLIQ The Breeze 94.5. We will be providing score updates from the Husker game throughout our Bronco football broadcast right here on 1230 KHAS. Two teams control their destiny in the Big 12 as number 17 Oklahoma State takes on number 21 Baylor in Stillwater. At last check, Oklahoma State had the lead 41-7. Colorado and Kansas are squaring off. At last check, Colorado had the lead 7-0. Kansas State takes on the Texas Longhorns today in Manhattan tonight, or excuse me, that's tonight at 7. Missouri heads to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech tonight at 7. And Oklahoma will square off against the Texas A&M Aggies tonight at 6. Turning our attention to the Big 10, Illinois and Michigan are squaring off today in Ann Arbor. At last check, that game is heading to overtime. Illinois and Michigan tied up at 45. Number 16, Iowa was trailing Indiana late, but have reclaimed the lead 18-13 at last check. Number 14, Michigan State is looking to rebound from their first loss as they take on Minnesota. They are certainly doing that as they lead Minnesota 31-8. Northwestern takes on Penn State as Joe Pa goes for his 10 millionth win or something like that. Actually, I think it's 400. That game gets underway in just a few minutes. Number 9, Wisconsin is taking on Purdue. At last check, Wisconsin had the lead 34-13. And number 11, Ohio State has the week off before taking on Penn State next week. We'll send things back to the field with Mike Will for more Bronco football action right after this.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned. The second half is moments away on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field at halftime of our football game here this afternoon. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 19-14. We continue to watch the women's basketball team up in Sioux City today. They have a lead over Mayville State now. Actually, Mayville has come back now to tie things up. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the basketball game up in Sioux City. It's 62-62. Hastings and Mayville State squaring off here this afternoon. Hastings College football team out on top of Doan. The score is 19-14 here at halftime. The Broncos with 172 yards of total offense in the first half, 201 for the Tigers. Hastings has got 92 yards on the ground, 80 yards through the air. Meanwhile, Doan has got 81 yards rushing and 120 yards, actually 81 yards rushing and 120 yards passing today for Doan. Troy Hubert, 6 carries, 41 yards, no touchdowns. Hubert has completed 7 of 10 passes, no interceptions, and 80 yards through the air. Anthony Dunn, 6 out of 11 throwing the ball. He's got a couple of interceptions, 73 yards. And the leading rusher is Tim Reed, 10 carries, 45 yards for the Tigers. But, Jimmy, I guess as we take a look at this first half, the big stat, Hastings winning the turnover war here this afternoon. And we got a 5-point lead, 19-14.
Well, it really has, Mike, and that's been the big key. We go back to the Brian Callen interception again. Doan was moving the football against the Bronco defense out around midfield, and then Callen just jumps the receiver, makes the interception, takes it 37 yards downfield, sets up the Bronco offense in good field position, and then with the guidance of Troy Hubert, was able to get the Broncos downfield, and then Dalton Seeley bounces off a couple of would-be Tiger tacklers, takes it in from 7 yards out. So, again, as I said right before we went into break, it's a good thing to see now, finally, the Broncos leading the turnover category as well, as the last few weeks they have been on the minus side of things.
Third down conversions in the first half. Hastings 3 out of 6. Doan 4 out of 7. Time of possession, Hastings 17:07. Doan has had the ball for 12 minutes and 53 seconds. Hastings has punted a total of 2 times in the ball game thus far for an average of 27.5. Doan has punted twice for an average of 9 yards. 2 punts for 9 yards. Of course, they had that one that was snapped over the head. That counts against your punting statistics. That'll hurt you every time. So, anyway, that was a safety to get things started. Hastings has got the lead here in this football game as they get ready for the second half. It's 19-14. We'll take one more timeout here. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. It is 19-14. Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos will have the ball first to begin this second half of play.
Internet streaming brought to you today by Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College, the GPAC All-Sports Trophy winner the last 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Log on to www.hastings.edu.
You did that all from memory.
That is exactly right. That's just the training that you have been able to provide to me over several years of...
We are in the week number 9, though. You should have that down by now.
Well, since we lost it somewhere along the line, but...
I think it's still up in Sioux City.
Well,
last week's game.
See if our spotter can maybe round it up in the press box up there.
All right, so Hastings is going to get the ball to begin the second half. We've seen 2 quarterbacks for the Broncos. We've seen Troy Hubert. We've seen Keenan Stensel, so we'll find out what happens here in the second half. So we had a contest at halftime for a meal a week for a year from Runza.
From Runza, yeah. Just short.
Just short on a 20-yard field goal. Somebody from the band had an opportunity to kick that. Here's a kick out by Doan. It's going to return by Hastings as bringing the ball back was Keenan Balazs to the 13-yard line. So the Broncos are going to start off in a hole here to begin the second half.
Yeah, they'll be going into this this wind as it's blowing out of the south. Balazs might have just been taken a knee there as that ball was about 3 yards deep in the end zone. He elected to bring it out. Doan very quickly down on coverage, able to bring down Balaj at the 13-yard line. So first set of downs here for Troy Hubert and the Broncos.
So he brings the troops out of the 13-yard line. Hastings working from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Seeley, and he stumbles forward for a couple of yards across the 15 out to about the 16-yard line. Or rather, Nick Grummert's into the ball game now. Nick Grummert gets the start here in the second half. Tyler Ullman, the 303-pound junior out of Lincoln East, making the stop there for Doan. So now Nick Grummert, who did not play in the first half, into the ball game for Hastings as the tailback.
Well, we've seen both quarterbacks, Stanzel and Hubert. Hubert got the start. Seeley got the start at tailback. We've seen Keenan Balaj. And now on this set of downs, first here in the third quarter, first time in for Nick Grummert.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Here's the option play by Hubert. He's got it 30 at the 15 out to the 20-yard line to the 21. So Hastings going more of the option attack here against Doan. Of course, we're playing a four-man front, a true 4-3 defense here this afternoon. We have not seen that maybe since the Briarcliff game to start the season. It's a lot easier to run the option play for some reason against the 4-3 defense than it is the 3-4, the 3-5.
Well, as we've seen Troy Huber leading the way at halftime, 6 carries, 41 yards. We'll now give him 7 carries and 47 yards as we're Broncos faced here with a third down and about 2.
They blew the ball out to the 22. Here's a handoff to Grummert. He slides through there across the 25 to the 30-yard line. Grummert has got the first down as he brings it out to the 30. A nice run there. So Hastings will move the chains on the first series. Tackle is made in there by Josh Mills, the junior from Papillion La Vista South, coming up to make the stop there for Doan. Now Hastings just going to manage this second half here. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. Coach Matt Franzen called Coach Merck's offense. He's a real grinder. He's a real grinder. He likes to run the ball between the tackles, and we've seen that here today. Right now, the grinder has got the lead 19-14. First down and 10 for Hastings with the ball on their own 30. Handoff again to Grummert. Takes it up the field across the 35 to the 36-yard line. So Nick Grummert now having what he would call a real fantastic year for Hastings this year. He's a 6-foot, 180-pound senior out of Beatrice. He had 40 carries, 164 yards, no touchdowns coming into the football game here this afternoon.
Boy, and as Grummert took that off right tackle, he had a seam once he got through the line of scrimmage and he stumbled. I don't know whether somebody got a hand on his feet or whether Nick just tripped on the turf, but he went down after a gain of about 5 yards. Boy, he had a lot of room to the outside.
Second down and about 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at their own 35. Hubert standing in the gun, but Grummert in the backfield. Nick gets the call here. He's going to be hemmed in as he takes it around the right side, and he's going to be hit for a loss. Grummert going to be hit for a loss back here to about the 35-yard line. A loss of one on the play. That's going to be Sunina in on the stop there for Doan. So now Hastings looking at third down at about 6 yards to go. Third down and 6 from the 35-yard line.
Well, if you're looking for a receiver somewhere along the line, boy, Blake Horseman has been the guy to go to today. Horseman on the afternoon, 4 receptions. 46 yards. He's got a 5-yard touchdown catch from Hubert there in the first quarter. Third down here, the lone guy in the backfield with Hubert will be Nick Grummert.
Horseman's going to line up as a tight end on the right side of the formation. He stays in the block. Here's a pass that's going to be incomplete. They're going to try to get it to Novicki, but that ball was thrown too far by Hubert. I don't know if that would have been a first down or not. That was just a short pattern there by Novicki. He had to take the ball to the 41 for the first down. So Hastings will punt the ball away. Ernesto Locayo comes into the ball game for Hastings. Ernesto in the first half, 2 punts, 27-yard average. Well below his season average of 37.4. He has put 9 kicks inside the 20-yard line. He's had 1 blocked. Fourth down here for Hastings. Fourth down at about 6 from their own 35. Ernesto grabs the ball. Here comes the kick. Kind of flutters around out there. Bounces at the 32-yard line. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's a 34-yard kick for Ernesto Locayo. And that's where Doan will take over here. Their first possession of the second half at the 31-yard line. We got 11 minutes, 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 19-14. Women's basketball game from Sioux City. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Mayville State, 74-73. Hastings 74, Mayville State 73. They've got 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second half up in Sioux City. Broncos playing in the Morningside Classic. They picked up a win last night over Iowa Wesleyan, the 12th-ranked team in the nation. So Hastings looking for a sweep in Sioux City this weekend. Now what do we have? We have a penalty flag down. That's on the far side of the field, I think. Evidently, everything's going to be all right. Maybe some offsetting penalties on the far side of the field. So the ball is going to remain at the 31-yard line. And that's where Doan will come back out with 11 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So, Dunn, the quarterback, comes out.
As we've seen in the first half, Doan able to move the football against Tony Harper's defense. Again, the two interceptions loom very large against Matt Franzen's offense. One was returned by Callen downfield. They scored on that one, and then the other one held Doan from getting any points on the board late in that second quarter.
All right, Doan has got it. Dunn in the gun, hands the ball away to Tim Reed. He takes it right in the center of the field there, and he's going to be knocked down by Brian Callen, who has had a good ball game here today. Second down, no gain into play. Was that inside information we received from E-Man on the Runza kicker at halftime?
Yeah, the Runza kicker, Alicia Krause. She was a regional punt, pass, and kick champion out of Dundee County.
She played in a band, I think.
Yeah.
She had a band uniform on.
Yeah, it said none of the band boys wanted to try the kick, but I would guess she would have probably made that if we'd have known she was a punt, pass, and kick winner. As we see Doan take the ball off the right side for a gain of about 3 yards, and late penalty flags coming in here.
Reed, the ball carrier. Nikla in on the stop there for Hastings College on defense. Penalty flag is down here as Reed brings the ball up to about the 36. It'll be about 5 yards shy of a first down, but we'll check out the flag. So we had a regional punt, pass, and kick champion attempt to knock home a 20-yard field goal for a meal a week for a year from Runza at halftime. It's going to be a personal foul face mask against Doan. You don't see that very often on the offensive team. You're going to be penalized to 15 yards. That brings it back to the 20-yard line. She was just right of the goalpost.
I think it had the distance just to the right there.
Yeah.
You don't suppose E-Man would have tried to smooth in on some of that Runza meal?
There's no doubt about it. If there's food.
Well, and it's free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, E-Man's all over it.
So the penalty goes against Doan. Takes it back to the 19-yard line. A face mask call there on Doan on offense. So now it's second down here. Second down at about 22 yards to go for the Tigers. Hastings with a lead, 19-14. 10.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Dunn backs up. Here comes the pressure. Dunn throws it. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted again. Guess who's in the area again? Brian Callen. Garrett Griffith also in coverage there for Hastings College. Griffith was a wide receiver to start the year for Hastings. He was moved to the defense about halfway through the season, and now Griffiths is in there as a cornerback here on this right side. Dunn in that first half for the Doan College Tigers completed 6 out of 11 passes. He completed 2 passes to the guys in crimson, 73 yards. 19-14, Hastings with the lead. 10-19 to play here in the third quarter. Doan now looking at third down and 22 yards to go. Dunn in the gun. Waits for it. Now he hands it away to Reed. Slips outside to the 20, 25. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds by Aaron Verlinde at about the 29-yard line. Far short of a first down. Doan now looking at fourth down at about 13 yards to go. They'll have to punt the football away. Dropping back deep for Hastings is going to be Brinson Steinhauser. Steinhauser bringing back kicks this year, 3.8 yards per return. The punter will be Shane Heideman. Or Doan, this has been an experience back here. The first snap went over his head. Another punt rolled back to him. That one was right on the money. The pressure by Hastings. Heideman gets it away. Good high spiraling kick. Steinhauser grabs it at the 20. Makes a move. Dances his way to the 21. He to the 22 to the 25. At the 30-yard line, 35 to the 40. And Brinson Steinhauser is brought down at the 42. By far the best punt return of the season for Brinson Steinhauser. David Rogge down in coverage. That was a punt of 50 yards there by the Doan punter and a return of 22 yards by Brinson Steinhauser. Hastings has been looking for a break on their special teams, on their kickoff return or their punt return. Of course, last year we could always rely on Maurice Mansfield, but this year we just have not been able to break one. That was close by Brinson Steinhauser.
Yeah, he picked up a couple of good crackback blocks there by the special teams of Hastings College. Got him around the right side. They bring the ball all the way up to the 42-yard line. First and 10 here, 9:43 left to go in third quarter.
All right, so Hastings had to punt on their first drive, and now they get the ball back here. Nick Grummert is going to carry the ball for Hastings as he angles off on the left side, moves the ball from the 42 up to about the 44-yard line. We'll give him 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. Reba in the stop there for Doan. A minute and 25 seconds to play in that women's basketball game in Sioux City. Hastings 77 and Mayville State 75.
Seen Alicia Statler last night with a big game, 32 points for the Bronco women.
It's second down and 8 yards to go. Here comes the pitch. Grummert fumbles the ball, and he's got to plop back on top of it back here at the 35. So a loss in the play from the 43 back to the 35, a loss of 8 yards, and now Hastings looking at third down and long. 19-15 is the score. Hastings out on top here. Clock is running, 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Hastings now looking at third down and about 17 from the 35. They'll go with Grummert in the backfield, just to the right of the quarterback, Hubert. Wide receivers left and right. Troy backs up. Here comes the pressure. Hubert gets away. He's still in the pocket. He's still holding on to the ball. He's still got it at the 30-yard line. Takes it to the sideline, 35, and he's run out of bounds. Could not find anybody downfield. A credit to the Doan defense. Covers up our receivers, and Hubert had to run out of bounds from the far sideline. So now Hastings will have to punt the ball away on fourth down and 17 yards to go from the 38.
A lot of running there by Troy Huber. Was able to pick up a couple of blocks as he was trying to look downfield for a receiver. But again, good coverage by the secondary for Doan, and they'll force Hastings into a punting situation. Lacayo in again to punt the football away.
Fourth down and 14 yards to go. Lacayo grabs the ball. Good high kick. Curry's going to back up. Signals for the fair catch. Comes up and makes it at the 29-yard line. That was a kick of 32 yards there. Curry with the catch. They're going to spot the ball at the 30. So we got 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Hastings College still out on top by a score of 19-14. Nobody has scored so far here in the second half.
I was going to say, after a first half that was kind of back and forth, back and forth, it all started with that snap over Heidemann's head, the punter. And it started out 2-0, but kind of went back and forth. Kind of a boring third quarter here as both teams kind of keeping everything in between the 30s.
Anthony Dunn, the quarterback for Doan, a junior from Papillion, La Vista South, will bring the troops back out. He'll be under center this time. Wide receivers split to the left side. They're going to hand the ball away again. That's going to be Tim Reed as they try to run the ball. He gets his Bronco defense across the 30. Out to about the 33-yard line. Jake Mueller in on the stop for Hastings College defensively, the senior out of Omaha Gross. So Doan has been pretty effective running the ball against the Bronco defense here this afternoon. This is a team that has been averaging only 82 yards rushing per ball game. That is 10th out of the 11 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Well, Reed now with 13 carries and 58 yards, so he's almost what their offense is averaging per game rushing the football.
Second down and 7. Doan with the ball out here at the 33. Again, a handoff goes to Reed. This time he's going to be hit. Down he goes. Pete Botkin comes around and gets the tackle on the Tim Reed, so no gain in the play. That's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 7 yards to go. 7:10 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings College will play their final game of the 2010 season next Saturday. That'll be at home against Nebraska Wesleyan. On the air with a pregame show at 12:15 next week. 1 o'clock for the kickoff between the Prairie Wolves and the Broncos. Third down and 7 yards to go. Doan with the ball on their own 33. It's 19-14. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's a pass. It's going to be caught out here and then decked. They get the pass out here to a Saffold, number one. And he was immediately tackled in the play there by Garrett Griffith for Hastings College coming up from the corner spot to make the tackle there. Nice play by Griffith. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 7 situation. No gain on the play on the completed pass from Dunn out to Jeremy Saffold.
Boy, Brian Callen coming in on the blitz from the right side. He wasn't too far away from getting his hands on that football again as it come out of Dunn's hands. And then just a good defensive play by Griffith forces Doan into a punting situation again.
Heidemann has got it, pulls down his snap. Here comes Brinson Steinhauser up to grab the ball at the 20-yard line, back in the center of the field. He's at the 30. He's at the 35, dancing his way out here to the 40, and brings it to about the 41. So another nice return there by Steinhauser, another 50-yard kick for Heidemann, and a return of 21 yards there for Brinson Steinhauser. So Hastings will come back out on offense. They've got the ball on their own 42-yard line. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings 19, Doan 14. We'll check the quarterback situation for you for Hastings. It's going to be Hubert. And now Keenan Balazs is going to come out there for Hastings. He'll be the tailback. We see Nate Earl coming out as a wide receiver. So the former Adams Central Patriots now on the field as a slot receiver to the left side. There's going to be Horseman now going in motion, the tight end toward the far side of the field as they hand the ball away to Balazs. Balazs across the 40 out to the 45 to the 46-yard line. So Keenan Balazs carrying the ball there for Hastings College. Balazs, the sophomore out of Payton, Colorado, moves it from the 42 out to about the 47 before he's tackled in the play by Brady Roeder. Roeder is the transfer from Nebraska Lincoln. Freshman out of Kearney, 5'9", 191-pound Grover back here for the Doan defense. They have about 4 yards in a play, second down and 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 46. It's on the far side hash mark. Hubert from the gun rolls this way, unloads. The ball is caught by Anderson at the 50, at the 49 of Doan, and then he is brought down. Look at the Tigers over here. They bring down Justin Anderson. A pickup to the 49-yard line of Doan. Hastings College still looking at a third down situation here. Kent McCrimmon leading the defensive charges there for the Tigers. The quarterback on this side, a pickup to the 49, or actually the 48-and-a-half-yard line. Hastings has got to take it to the 48 for the first down. So Hastings now looking at a third down situation here. Third down, less than a yard to go. They're in Doan territory. We're down to 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play now here in the third. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. The back's in the eye with Beatty and also Keenan Balazs in the backfield. Hubert looks over the defense. Troy's got the ball, runs the option play, and he's going to be stopped. Hubert's going to be stopped for a loss in the play as he tried to take it around the left end. Tackle is made in there by Ryan Gunterod out of Lexington. Gunterod makes the stop there on the Hubert trying to run the option play, and Hastings will have to punt the football away. That was third down and less than a yard. They lose about 2.5 on that one. Hastings looking at 4th and 3.
Boy, and Gunterod looked like he was in the huddle for Hastings College. He absolutely blew that up as Hubert pulled away, rolled down the line of scrimmage. Gunterod was there, brought Troy down for about a yard loss. So now Lacayo in to punt away. He'll stand at his own 35.
I think that's Curry back there at the 15 to receive it for Doan. There's the kick. Good high kick. Curry comes up, and now the ball is loose. Did he touch it down there? I think Doan is going to be on top of it anyway.
I don't think so. I think Brian Callen's on top of it.
Oh, the official's going to unstack him down here. And to give the ball to Hastings. Brian Callen comes out of there with a football. He's missing a hat. Brian Callen has already got an interception today. That ball was bumped back here by Curry. Having problems with the wind, I think, back here, Jimmy, as it's blowing around. The flags are outstretched there in the end zone, so wind may have been a factor there as Curry mishandles the punt. And Brian Callen falls on top of it for Hastings. First down and 10, Broncos at the 17.
35-yard kick by Lacayo, very high into the air. The coverage team was down there. They surrounded Curry, the return man, and I think it just went right through his hands. It touched him, and then Brian Callen doing things on special teams. The Broncos get it at the Doan 17.
All right, it's going to be Hubert back out there for Hastings. Play action pass. Hubert wants to throw the football. He does. It's going to be to the tight end Horseman, and he's going to be popped out of bounds here at the 10. So a pickup of 9 yards in a play. Gunterod over here to knock Horseman out of bounds. Hey, the big tight end having a big day here today for Hastings.
5 catches, 55 yards, a touchdown. That is first, actually just shy of the first down. The Broncos with 20 first downs, but a good pass there by Troy. They got it out to the right side. Horseman takes it out of bounds, but a nice afternoon for the tight end.
So Hastings winning the turnover war here this afternoon with Doan. And ironically, we've got a 5-point lead driving for another one. Here's Balazs at the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Keenan Balazs gets the touchdown. That's his first TD of the 2010 season. And it comes here with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Keenan Balazs explodes there for a 10-yard touchdown, and Hastings goes out on top 25-14.
We've maybe been a little critical on this offensive line all through the season. They've been ripped with injuries, but what a nice job there. Right between the right guard and the right tackle, they open up a huge seam for Keenan Balaj, and he is quick. He can explode. He does. He gets in from 10 yards out, and now with the hold of Hubert, the kick of Lakayo, and the Broncos, after another turnover, the bad return to the return man fumbles the football. Brian Callen recovers it. The Broncos tack on seven more. They extend their lead now with 3:15 left to go here in the third quarter. The Broncos 26, Tigers 14.
And you're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings with no turnovers so far today. Jimmy Doan with three. Ironically, 26-14, the good guys out on top.
Well, that's the way it works. And off the air last week, Coach Merck comes up, and before he even got on, put these headsets on that I'm wearing right now. He says, you cannot turn the football over. I don't care who you're playing. Your chances to win are slim. And that's what's happened here with the Doan College Tigers. They have turned the football over a lot today, and Hastings College has taken advantage of it, and they lead 26-14, and Lakayo is into the pig.
All right, Doan's going to have a chance to return this one at the 10-yard line. Back to the center of the field, 15-20, breaks it outside, 25 to the 30, as you'll be covered up here at the 35 to the 36-yard line.
That's Lakayo.
Yeah, Lakayo makes the stop. Returning the ball that time for Doan was a new guy back there, Stuart Washington. So Stuart Washington bringing their check that. For Doan, it's going to be Alex Dosey. Dosey bringing the ball back there for Doan. So first down and 10, Doan has got the ball at the 35.
Doan has done nothing offensively here in this third quarter. Two pass attempts. Yeah, two pass attempts, one completion, no gain, four rushes, 13 yards.
Here's a quick low pass swung out here. It's going to be caught at the 35, across the 40, out to the 43. Grabbing the ball there was Vervelde, the H-back in this offense, the sophomore out of Omaha. Grabs the ball and brings it up to the 44. A pickup of 9 yards in the play, second down and a yard. We understand that Hastings College football game has gone into overtime between Hastings and Mayville State here this afternoon. So the women's basketball game is now in overtime up in Sioux City. There's a running play now straight up the gut there for the Doan College Tigers.
That was Schroeder on the carry, and he was stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. On a second down, that's going to bring up third down and one. No gain there for Doan. Third and one, ball at the 44.
And here's another handoff. That's going to go to Schroeder, I think, as well. As Schroeder takes the ball close to the first down stakes. He is a junior out of Blue Hill. Played on those good state tournament teams back there in Blue Hill. He's a junior this year for Doan, 5'10", 198-pounder. As Schroeder tries to pick up the first down here for the Tigers. I don't know if we got it or not. The official's looking to the far side.
I think they're going to bring the chains in from the far side. A couple of big defensive stands for Hastings College defensively. That was Langenberg, one of the guys in on the tackle. It's going to be very, very close.
Gino, with his X-ray vision, has got his glasses on it. He says they're short by about 2 inches.
Well, he's a chain man, so he'll...
He should know.
He'll know.
Gino says they're going to be short here. Interesting situation if they are. It would be fourth down and less than a yard for the Tigers as they are trailing in the ball game 26-14. And you know what? They're short by 2 inches. Absolutely. Gino with his X-ray vision, absolutely amazing. He said it was 2 inches. He says, why bring in the chains? They're short.
Huh.
How does he do that?
I don't know.
So Gino, he's like 6 for 6 on making calls.
Yeah,
on the,
he's been very good this year.
They're going to go for it.
When he's made the trip.
Yeah. Fourth down and less than a yard. Fourth down and 2 inches to go. Doan is going to go for it here on their own 44-yard line. Dunn is up under center. Dunn looks over the defense, waiting on the snap. Dunn has got it. Brings it back here. It's going to be a first down. It's plowed off of the in between the left guard and the left tackle. Carrying the ball there was a putt off for Doan. Tackle is made by Aaron Verlinde. So head coach Matt Franzen rolls the dice here late in the third quarter, trailing in the ball game 26-14. They pick up a first down as they move the ball out to the 46. And now Dunn will go with five wide receivers. He backs up, throws it out here. It's going to be caught at the 45-yard line to the midfield stripe and dropped right here at the 50 as they just swing the ball out. They had a bunch of wide receivers spread out here but did not take the ball downfield as they get the ball to Schroeder, and he's knocked down into play by Brian Callen, who again loses his hat. Second down and 7 yards to go. A pickup of 3 yards in a play. So now they're using Garrett Schroeder in the backfield for Doan. And here's a pass to the near sideline. That ball is going to be incomplete. Pass is incomplete to the near side. Brinson Steinhauser back here in coverage for Hastings College. The intended receiver was number 15, Sad Neumeier. Neumeier is out of Wilbur, Claytonia. But that ball was delivered high by Anthony Dunn, and now Doan is looking at a third down. Third down, 7 yards to go. Tigers with the ball. They've got it on their own 49-yard line. Anthony Dunn, the junior quarterback for Doan, has got the ball again. Here comes the pressure. Dunn throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught, and then drops. A crushing blow there at the 39-yard line. That was Aaron Verlinde and Brian Callen. That was a sandwich on a Neumeier, and he pops right back up.
He does. That was a big-time hit. We've seen a lot of big hits in the NFL and the Division I ranks this year that have cost guys some suspensions. Nothing illegal about that. That was just two guys coming at the football very hard. And for the Doan receiver, very fortunate he popped up. That was a big-time hit. Doan will have to punt again, and Steinhauser will be back at his own 10-yard line to field this punt. 1:35 left to go here in quarter number three.
Shane Heidemann will be your punter for Doan. He stands here at the 35. Snap right on the money this time. Heidemann gets it away, high in the air. Steinhauser comes up, signals for the fair catch, watches it bounce at the 10-yard line. Doan is going to be down here to down the ball, and they will down it right here at the 10. So Hastings will be starting in deep in their own territory, a kick of about 44 yards. Checking in on the action up in Sioux City, women's college basketball. They are in overtime. Good ball game between Hastings and Mayville State today. Hastings 94, Mayville State 90. They have got a minute to play in overtime, so keep our eyes on that one for you. Hastings trying to go to 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. First down and 10 here for the Hastings College football team. They've got it on their own 10-yard line. Broncos still leading by a score of 26-14. Hastings has scored here in the third quarter thanks to a muff punt that was recovered by Hastings. The Broncos getting a touchdown from Keenan Balazs. Here is Hubert with the ball. He brings it across the 15 out to about the 16-yard line. A pickup of 6 yards on the play for Hubert, who has seen plenty of action running the football here today. Last guy to get up there for the Doan College Tigers was number 18, Trevor Wells. Trevor Wells into the stop there for Doan. So a pickup of about 6 yards officially, second down and 4 yards to go as they have moved the ball out here to the 16-yard line. We're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Hastings working from our left to our right. North to south for the final minute of this third. Hubert stands in the gun. They got Keenan Balazs now in the backfield. There's a Zane Anstein in there at tight end now as he comes in motion as they hand the ball away to Balazs. He breaks outside of the 20-yard line to the 25, and he's going to be chopped down right out of bounds here, right in front of the Bronco bench as Keenan Balazs gets the first down and more. Finally, Brandon Sharpon makes the stop there for the Doan College Tigers. He is a junior defensive back out of Kimball, Nebraska. We've got 30 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. It is 26-14. Now Coach Merck not happy with something. I think the clock is running. Keenan Balazs did not get out of bounds. So Balazs did not get out of bounds. The clock is running. We're down to 14 seconds to play. Hastings wants to keep the win here. Actually, they're against the win here in this third quarter. Here's a handoff to Balazs. A big hole again, 35 out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. So Keenan Balazs gets the first down, and now a late penalty flag comes in. A late penalty flag back here at the 31. Balazs would have enough for a first down as he's got it all the way out here to the 41-yard line. A nice run there by Balazs, who's having a good day this afternoon for Hastings College. Now the officials huddling here at about the 35-yard line.
Good job, guy. The guy's up front. That one goes off the left side. Balazs able to pick up a quick 12 yards. Well, he's quick. It doesn't take much. Here's the indication.
We have a personal foul on Hastings. A personal foul on Hastings. Jake Conley, an offensive lineman, is in there now for Hastings, number 77. He's at right tackle. Conley, 6'5", 284, a junior out of Omaha.
And he was greeted by none other than the head coach for Hastings College as he trotted off the field, said a couple of pleasantries to him, and that'll cost the Broncos. It'll be first down, but they'll move the football all the way back to the 25-yard line, and that's going to clock will expire. That'll be the end of the third quarter.
So, yeah, Conley comes out, and replacing him is Justin Hoffman. Hoffman is 341 pounds. Is it? Oh, wait a minute. We're over here.
Yeah.
All right, Hoffman Lee is back in. I was going to say.
It's the eighth game.
All right, we got three quarters in the books here this afternoon. Three quarters in the books. Hastings College with a lead over Doan. It's the Broncos 26 and Doan 14.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we get ready for the fourth quarter here this afternoon. That was Luke Bouchard who got called for that 15-yard penalty, and he was replaced by Jeremy Offerley. So we get things situated there. Final score, the Hastings College women's basketball team has beaten Mayville State in overtime today. Final score of 99-93. So Hastings College now 3-1 on the season. They knock off Mayville State today in overtime. Actually, 100-93 is what they update us now. 100-93, Hastings beats Mayville State in overtime here this afternoon. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball. They've got it in their own 26-yard line. Hubert's going to hand the ball away again to Balazs, and this time he is tripped up just as he crosses the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. So Keaton Balazs carrying there for Hastings.
Boy, both teams' total offense really equal. 235 for Hastings College through three quarters, 230 for the Doan Tigers. We look at rushing, 143 yards on 35 carries for Hastings College, 92 yards through the air on 9 of 13 passing, so that's how they total their 235. On Doan's side, 28 rushes, 97 yards. The quarterbacks have combined for 10 of 19 passing, two interceptions, 133 yards. That accounts for their 230 of total offense.
All right, we're in the fourth quarter now. Hastings out on top, 26-14. Here's a handoff to Beatty, and Beatty is not going to go far. He's going to be tackled. That little fullback trap play. Josh Wade in the stop there for Doan. And now Hastings now looking at third down. Going back to the Bronco women's basketball game, it was Courtney Spahn today leading the way. She had 29 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong had 19. Alicia Stadler had 18. And Frankie Peterson had 10 points. Hastings again winning in women's college basketball today over Mayville State up in Sioux City. The final score of 100-93. Third down, 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 27-yard line. Hubert stands in the shotgun, wants to throw, and he takes it to the far sideline. And we've got penalty flags down, trying to get the ball to Blunt. Two, three penalty flags down here at the 45. And Doan could be guilty here of an interference. We'll check out the penalty flags. That's a Roeder over there defensively for Doan. We'll check out the flag. Blunt was the intended receiver. That was on a third down and eight situation here.
Yeah, as Roeder was between Blunt and the quarterback Hubert, and as Blunt tried to fight to get his way back towards the football, it was a little bit underthrown, and Roeder was right there to grab a hold of him. That'll give the Broncos another first down. That'll give them first down number 26 of the afternoon.
So they bring the ball out here to the 38. That's going to be a first down for Hastings. 13-32 to play in the football game. Hastings out on top of the Doan College Tigers by the score of 26-14. Hubert play action pass. He's going to take the ball down to the left sideline. Justin Anderson is out here. And a jump ball. Did Anderson come down with it? Yes, he did. Justin Anderson comes down with the ball there. So it was a jump ball situation. Doan had a guy back there for the Tigers. The defensive back was Brian Evans. Evans, a freshman out of Norfolk, but Justin Anderson makes the reception down here at the Doan 24-yard line. First down, Broncos.
Tell your wife you will be early for supper tonight as the phone continues to ring. 37 yards from Hubert to Anderson. Just a beautiful reception. Justin Anderson goes up, fights with the defender, and brings it down. The Broncos got another first down. That's first down number 27. They have the ball at the 24-yard line of Doan.
All right, Zane Anstein now goes in motion, the tight end to the right side. Handoff goes to Keenan Bellage. He will follow him, and he takes the ball down to about the 23. So they move it from the 25 to the 23 as Keenan Bellage takes it off of right tackle there behind the big block from Zane Anstein. And now it's going to bring up a second down in each situation. So Hastings in good shape here. 12:47 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 26-14. Broncos have the lead.
We look at some individual leaders through three quarters. Troy Hubert really having a nice afternoon. As we said, 9 of 13 passing, 92 yards, one touchdown. He's also rushed 10 times for 52 yards. Keenan Bellage now 7 carries, 45 yards in the ball game. Dalton Seeley 9 carries, 29 yards and a touchdown.
All right, Hastings now second down and 8. Here's Hubert. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. A quick little slant over here to Justin Anderson. Actually threw it behind him that time. So Hastings now looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 8 yards to go. Broncos moving from our right to our left here in the fourth and final quarter. They're south and north. They've got the winner. They're back, and it looks like the win has really picked up. I think, Jimmy, from the start of the ball game, the flag's blowing freely out there in the end zone.
Well, they really are. You see some of the jerseys down with the players on the sidelines. They're really starting to ruffle in with this wind. We look at the Justin Anderson real quick. Mike, he is, again, the leading receiver after that 37-yarder. He's got 4 receptions and 65 yards.
Third down now for Hastings College. Here's Hubert. He's going to run the football himself. Hubert's into the open, 25-20, and he's going to be tripped up down there at the 18-yard line. So Reba picks the stop up on defense for Doan, but Troy Hubert had a little bit of room over here, found a little seam, but it closed down quickly with Reba. And now here comes Ernesto Locayo coming back out. They have a field goal attempt. This one will be from the 26.5-yard line. It'll be a 36-yard field goal for Ernesto Locayo. He hit a 36-yarder early in the ball game. High snap. They get it down. Ernesto gets into the football. Plenty of leg, and he drills his second field goal of the ball game. So Ernesto Locayo hits his second 36-yard field goal of the contest. And now with 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the football game, Hastings increases their lead. It's now Hastings 29, Doan 14.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
So Ernesto Locayo guns a 36-yard field goal for Hastings College. It's now 29-14. The Broncos with a 15-point lead. And now we mentioned the win.
Yeah.
The Broncos are going to need some help keeping the ball on the tee here as Ernesto is going to get into the football. So Hastings will kick off. Doan has not yet scored here in the second half. The Broncos have scored a touchdown on a 10-yard run by Keenan Bellage, and they get the 36-yard field goal from Ernesto Locayo. And here comes the kickoff from Ernesto. They drive this one deep into the end zone, and Doan will take a knee. And it's going to be the Tigers coming back out at the 20-yard line. They'll start this drive. So we got 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings College football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win over Mayville State, 100-93. Courtney Spahn leading the way, 29 points for Hastings. Look forward to beginning our Bronco basketball coverage here in the next week or so. So the Doan College Tigers trailing in the ball game by 15. They've got Anthony Dunn at quarterback. He'll stand in the shotgun formation. We got a new guy in there now at quarterback. No, we don't.
Oh,
that's
going to
be Dunn. They're going to hand the ball away. They're going to angle off on the left side as they bring it out to about the 23-yard line. So Dunn is in there at quarterback as they bring the ball to the 23. And running the football there for the Tigers was Tim Reed, who's still in there for Doan. So a pick of about 3 yards on a play, second down, and 7 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Briar Cliff 49-7. They are late in the third quarter. Midland is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 14-6. They are at the end of the third quarter. Again, Reed is going to get the handoff here as he brings it to about the 24-yard line.
Well, Reed has been the go-to guy today on the ground. Look at Reed through three quarters, 14 carries, 59 yards. He now has the last two for 5 yards, and that's a two-yard gain there. Third down and about the 5 yards to go.
All right, so Doan working from our left to our right here, trying to get back into the ball game. Dunn stands in the pocket. It breaks down. He may have dropped the football, and Dunn also falls on top of it back here. He is hit behind the line of scrimmage here for his sack. That's Jared Noble in there for Hastings College is Dunn. I thought maybe he dropped a football, but evidently he falls back on top of it, but a loss in the play. So a quick three plays and out there for the Tigers. We had to punt them all away as Heineman drops back to his own 5-yard line to punt this thing away. Hastings will get good field position again as Brenton Steinhauser stands with his toes at the 50-yard line. Low snap again. Heideman gets it down, a low kick that time. Bounces at the 40, takes a Doan bounce across the 50. Steinhauser gets away from it, and Doan comes back here to down the football at about the 47-yard line, a kick of 33 yards, but Heideman probably lucky to get that baby off.
Yeah, they've had all kinds of troubles all day. I think he's had one snap that has been right to him. Everything else has been either over his head or down low. That one there, one hopped into Heideman's hands. He was fortunate just to get it off a very low knuckler into the strong wind, and Steinhauser, wisely enough, just got away from the football. The Broncos with good field position here. They'll start at their own 47-yard line. One thing we haven't seen the Broncos do, that play action, long pass. Hubert's got the wind to his back. We'll see what they elect to do here.
All right, wide receivers all over the place. Hubert backs up. He's going to throw it down long. Nice call. Justin Anderson is out there, and he can't catch up with a football at about the 3-yard line. Nice call, Coach.
Yeah.
That one was thrown just a little bit too far. Troy Hubert taking the ball downfield to Justin Anderson. They had Justin out there, and he could not get the ball into his hands.
I feel the pain, Coach. Coach Merck down on the sidelines. He was running that baby out as he started down here at the 30. He was out to midfield, and that ball just sailed. You could really see from up here the wind got underneath that, a nice high spiral, and that one just simply aired out over the top of Justin Anderson. But a nice play call on first down. They won't do her here. Dalton Seeley back in the game. He'll be the only back behind Troy Hubert is in the pistol.
Oklahoma State beat Baylor today 55-28. That's the final score. Here's a handoff to Seeley, 45-50, 45, breaks outside to the 40. Seeley still on his feet to the 35, to the 30, runs over a man to the 25, down to the 20-yard line. Dalton Seeley runs the football there for Hastings College. Finally, the tackle made downfield by Brian Laura, number 21, but a nice run there by the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk.
That is Dalton Seeley football there, folks. When he can get a little bit of a seam and get to the outside, he got it to the numbers, and then simply with his speed got downside, and you're not going to bring down Dalton Seeley up around the shoulder pads. He was able to take his defender another 5 or 6 yards downfield. That is the longest play from scrimmage in as many games as I can remember for Dalton Seeley. 34 on the gain, the ball down to the 21.
All right, first down and 10. Seeley's going to get another call here. It takes it back up inside to the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. So Dalton Seeley carrying the mail there for Hastings College. The Nebraska-Iowa State ball game is underway. No score. They are in the first quarter, 29 seconds to go. Nebraska and Iowa State. Again, Oklahoma State beating Baylor today 55-28. 10th-ranked LSU has a lead over 6th-ranked Alabama 3-0. They're in the first quarter. TCU leading Utah 7-0 in the first. Auburn today beat Chattanooga 62-24. Second down and 5 yards to go. Ball is on the 16-yard line. Here's Seeley again breaking outside of the 15 to the 10-yard line. Still on his feet to the 7 to the 6 down to the 5-yard line. Dalton Seeley is putting the Broncos on their back here and taking the ball down the field, rushing the football. He's got it down to around the 5-yard line. Tackle is made by Joe Knott. Iowa beat Indiana today in college football, 18-15. Wisconsin, 34. Purdue, 13. Michigan State all over Minnesota today, 31-8. Again, no score between Nebraska and Iowa State. They are at the end of the first quarter.
Seeley checks out of the game. I don't believe any injury related. I think he just needs a breather as he's taking the football all the way down to the Doan 5. Nick Grummer to enter tailback.
And Grummer's going to get a call here in the submarine on the the offense there and knocked down Grummert as he crosses the 5-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Steve Wardlow. Wardlow making the stop there for Doan. A couple of yard gain for Grummert as they take the ball down to about the 4-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a second down and goal from the 4-yard line of Doan. Hastings College with a lead, trying to put one more nail into the coffin here. 29-14. Hastings has won 7 straight games in this series with the Tigers. Looking for number 8 here this afternoon. Here's Hubert again running the option play, and he has belted here. Wardlow again on the stop for the Tigers as Hubert did not get the option play started that time, and Troy might be a little banged up here as he tries to walk it off. He was kind of bent in half like a pretzel.
Yeah, he really was. He was hit hard there by the end as he bangs across the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. He had Grummert out there to pitch it to, but again, wisely enough, Troy just elects to try to cut it up there. Nothing doing. A loss of one. Was watching Dalton Seeley down here. He's back up. He was down to a knee for a while, I think, just getting a breather. But brings up a big 3rd down and 4 here from the 4.
All right, Justin Anderson will come in motion. They're going to hand the ball away. Nobody fake it. Now Huber's going to throw the ball wide open
wow.
in the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler Mertens. Tyler Mertens gets his 2nd reception. Boy, there was a lot of faking going on there, but Hubert comes out of there with a football and throws it wide open to Tyler Mertens.
Well, and I was watching Blake Horseman. He's caught a touchdown pass today. He was over blocking. He did not go out for a pass pattern there, and how do you let Tyler Mertens get that wide open? There wasn't a man within 10 yards of Mertens. A good pass, 2nd touchdown pass from Troy Hubert today. Lakayo in on the hold of Hubert. The wind is at the back of Lakayo, and that one is not a shocker here. It is good. So the Broncos had 7 more on the board, and they are starting to pull away big time from Matt Franzen's Tigers. They now lead it 36-14.
All right, the Broncos have the lead. Here we got 5:54 to play in the football game, and you're listening to Bronco Football.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College with a lead here this afternoon. It's now 36-14.
Dalton Seeley now 12 carries, 82 yards in the ball game, and as we mentioned, Troy Hubert having a great afternoon. Touchdown passes from 5 and 4 yards. And Troy over well over 100 yards of passing here in the ball game as this kick goes deep into the end zone again.
They will down that about 9 yards deep, and the Tigers will come back out from the 20-yard line. Boy, how many times has Jones started a drive with a 20? Ernesto Lakayo driving the ball deep into the end zone on the kickoffs. Hastings College now with the lead, 36-14.
136 yards for Troy Hubert today on 11 of 15 pass and 2 touchdowns. That's some good numbers put up and rushing the football very well today as well.
Who stays in there at quarterback is going to be Dunn. He's got the ball here for Doan as he scrambles to the right side. He throws it. The ball is going to be tipped. Actually, right through the fingertips of Tyrone Curry as the pass was delivered high by Anthony Dunn. Goes through Curry's fingertips, an incomplete pass. It's now 2nd down and 10 yards to go. So Doan has got Briarcliff to wrap up their 2010 regular season next week. Hastings College will play a home game here against Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan today losing at last check in their football game against Midland. We'll try to get an update on that game for you. Here's a Dunn with the ball. Wants to run it, but he's got to scramble out of there. And he's going to be tackled after a couple-yard gain as he brings it across to 20 to 23. Chase Langenberg into the stop for Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead here, 36-14 over Doan. It's Concordia. They are trailing Northwestern today in their ball game. Here comes Dunn running out of there with the ball again after a quick snap across the 25 out to the 30. Going to be very close to a first down. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Briarcliff 49-14. They're after 3 quarters. Northwestern leading Concordia 23-6. They are early in the 4th quarter.
Going to be short of the first down by about a yard, so Matt Franzen will send the play in. They'll go for it here. And
yeah, why
Sanua,
not?
Sanua, the defensive tackle, he's in there at fullback, put off at tailback.
All right, 4th down, less than a yard. as they hand the ball away to Putoff. He breaks outside. He's got the first down, 30-35, and he's run out of bounds by Aaron Verlinde. So they get the first down, fourth down, and a yard. So Doan will have the first down. They'll move the sticks here with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. After the ball game today, we'll have our player of the game, the coach's post-game show, and then Eye on Sports. Tyler Maffitt will be along with all the scores from the GPAC and across the nation today. Midland is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 14-6. They are toward the end of the third quarter. Here's Dunn scrambling around, throws the ball. It's going to be caught and then dropped right in his hands and then dropped here at the 50-yard line. That was Curry again. Out on the pattern there for Doan. Should have had that ball at the 50. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. Doan has got the ball out here at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, that was almost in Curry's hands long enough. It could have been ruled a fumble. He nearly, I don't know how you don't make that catch. He was on the seat of his pants right there at the 50-yard line. Would have been a first down. Ball's incomplete. Now wide receivers all over the field for Dunn.
Instead, he's going to hand the ball away to Reed as he takes the ball to about the 41. Langenberg into the stop there for Hastings College. So Reed got off to a good start here for Doan today, but we have not heard too much from him since halftime. Doan has not even sniffed the end zone here in the second half. 36-14 now.
16 carries, 62 yards for Reed.
They're going to swing the ball out here. It's going to be caught at the 38, across the 40, 45, 50, inside Bronco territory to the 45-yard line as they get that ball here to Eamon Feeney. Eamon Feeney grabs the ball there, finally tackled into the play by Riley Nicola of Hastings. Feeney brings the ball inside Bronco territory down here at the 45, and now Doan will go without a huddle. 36-14, Hastings with a lead. Dunn stands in the gun again. He wants to throw the ball. He does. It's going to be caught here by Putoff at the 39-yard line. He takes it down to about the 37. So a completed pass from about the 45 down to the 37 of Hastings. Doan again going without a huddle. Second down and about 3 yards to go. Doan with the ball at the Hastings College 39. Dunn steps up in the pocket, wants to throw, fakes once. Now he's going to run it. He's going to be tripped up. He'll be trapped up there by Tanner Knox of Hastings. Dunn is taking it to the far sideline where he's going to be run out of bounds by Knox. Gets it down here to about the 34. That's going to be enough for another Doan first down. So the Tigers now picking up the pace there. They go without a huddle again. Three wide receivers split to the right side. Doan needs three scores. Here's a pass play. It's going to be, oh, that's almost intercepted. Laying on his back, reaching up there was Jared Noble. He nearly picks that ball away. That would have been a great interception.
That would have been. Noble was up off he was on the seat of his pants. He kind of reached up and just tipped the football. It come down, then he was laying there, and it kind of laid right on his shoulder pads and rolled off. That would have been a great interception. As Dunn just fortunate that one falls the turf. Brings up second down and 10. Clock stopped here, 4:10 left to go in the ballgame.
Ball pops off of his 265-pound frame. It is second down and 10 yards to go from the Hastings College 34. Dunn sprints out of there again, holds it, throws it. It's going to be caught. That's Curry at the 20-yard line down to the 15. So Curry takes the ball down to the 15-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brinson Steinhauser for Hastings. Tigers on the move now. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings 36, Doan 14. Anthony Dunn, wide receivers all over the place, backs up, holds it, look out, here comes the pressure. His pass is going to be caught down here at the 11-yard line. Putting the pressure on was Tanner Knox. He knocks down Dunn hard, but Dunn pops back up. The pass was complete down around the 10-yard line. That was a pickup on the play of about 5 yards. It's now second down and 5 for the Tigers from the Hastings College 10. Wide receivers left and right. Dunn stands in the gun, hands the ball away to Reed. Reed picks up a couple of yards, takes it right up the pipe there. He's going to come out of here with the ball as Jared Noble steals the ball away from Reed, but the play was blown dead. A pickup of 2 on the play, and it's now third down and about 3 yards to go. Doan has moved the ball down to the 8.5-yard line of Hastings. Tigers already back up to the line of scrimmage. Dunn has got it, wants to throw it, now rolls to his left. He's going to throw it, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. He's going to throw it out of bounds on third down and 2. Nobody was open. Neumeier was the guy he was looking at in the end zone there for Doan, but he was covered up there by the Broncos. Steinhauser was over here, and also Zach Carlton. And now Doan is looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 7-yard line with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter.
That is Dunn's 26th pass attempt here this afternoon. And they get the play signaled in from Matt Franz. And 3 wide receivers to the right side for Doan.
Dunn has got it here as he throws it out here. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. Boy, that was easy. They get the ball right out of the hands of Saffold as he makes the catch of the two, and there was no one around for Hastings. Saffold takes it into the end zone, so Doan scores. The Tigers tack on six here, and it's now 36-20.
Yeah, Saffold was one of the three receivers lined up over to the right side, and as Dunn just got the snap, kind of rolled to the right side. Nobody defensively out there for Hastings. He went in the end zone untouched from 7 yards out, so now Doan attempting the PAT here with 3:06 left to go in the ball game.
So it's a 36-20 ball game here. The PAT is up there. It is good. 36-21. So we got 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 36, Doan 21.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So it's now 36-21. Hastings with a lead over the Tigers. We got 3:06 to play officially here in the ballgame. And you would expect the onside kick coming up here. And the Broncos will have their hands team out here.
Well, unless something strange happens here with about 3 minutes left to go in the ballgame. I looked across the field, and I seen Matt Franzen on his cell phone. You suppose he's calling Ticketmaster?
I don't know. We'll have to.
Yeah, we'll have to find out on that. I didn't know that. It was kind of a.
Hey, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, interesting piece of information there. As again, you said Hastings in with their hands team. Novicki's up there. Anderson Steinhauser. Is that Nicola? Yeah, he's over there as well. So a lot of the
wide receivers.
Yeah, wide receivers and D-backs.
Here's the kick. It's going to be fielded by Nicola, and he falls on it here at the 46 of Doan. So the onside kick recovered by Nicola. Now we're going to have a penalty flag over there. I think this is going to go on Doan.
Yeah, a late hit personal foul over there for Hastings College. John Dostal, number 6, I seen him get blasted on the play. He got knocked to the turf after Nicola had already gotten down to the turf. Officials will confer, but I think that's the direction it's going. So Hastings will be the beneficiary on this one.
Dostal is a backup quarterback playing on the kickoff hands team. And he took a big hit there from the Tigers, and I think they're going to be penalized for this one. They're going to confer at the 49-yard line. So we got 3:03 to play here in the football game this afternoon. Hastings out on top. The score is 36-21.
Come on, fellas. They're all good to eat at.
Still no indication. Going to be an offside call. Offside call against Doan. That's going to be declined. Here comes the personal foul against the Tigers. Hastings will accept that one. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty. March off, boys. Let's get going here. 3:03.
Wow.
How much time does this take?
Shouldn't take very long. Broncos going to get the football at the 31-yard line.
You know, I often wonder what goes on in some of those conferences that the officials talk about.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Make the call. Let's get on, guys.
I'd air one out again here, Coach. Hubert in there, quarterback. Anderson split out left. Couple of backs in the backfield.
It's going to be Beatty and Keenan Balazs back there for Hastings. First down, 10 yards to go after the penalty. They'll spot the football at the 31, so the onside kick does not work for Doan, and they get hit with a 15-yard penalty, and Hastings in good shape here at the 31-yard line. Here's a Keenan Balazs right up the gut here across the 30. 25 takes the ball down to the 24-yard line. Balazs having his best day of the season here this afternoon as he takes the ball down to the 24. Keenan Balazs getting the job done for Hastings basically here in the second half. So Hastings looking at a second down and six, actually second down and four now. Pickup of six on the last play for Keenan Balazs.
54 yards on 9 carries for Balazs. So, yeah, all the running backs having a pretty good afternoon. I've got to thinking about it. Coach probably not going to air it out on his old buddy over there on the sidelines. Just going to let the clock run out here and get out of here.
We're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the football game. Keenan Balazs again gets the call. 25-yard line down to the 20, but down to the 15. Keenan, he might want another touchdown, though, as Balazs heads for the end zone. Tackle is made in there by the Doane College Tigers. And making the stop was Joe Knott.
That is first down number 33.
That's this good old-fashioned smash mouth football.
Yeah, that's just the grinder.
Yeah, the grinder. Paul Merkwitz, we'll give him some guff on the post-game. Did you know the opposing coach called you a grinder? Here's a handoff again to Balazs. Looks inside and bounces outside a hole or two. He picks up a yard, maybe 2 yards in a play. Tackle is made in there by number 13 for Doane. That's going to be Steve Wardlaw. He's been on a couple of stops here in the second half, and now we've got a timeout. A minute and 44 seconds to play here in the football game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 36, Doane 21.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern has beaten Concordia today. That's the final score now. Northwestern 26, Concordia 6. Hastings College leading Doane 36-21. Dakota Wesleyan leading Briarcliff 49-14 there in the fourth quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland playing. Last check, Midland had the lead in that ball game. Second down and 7 yards to go. A minute and 44 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos go with three wide receivers out to the left side. Empty backfield here for Hubert. The tight end switches sides over to the left, and now Hubert's going to run that way. He's at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds down around the 3. So Hastings having some success running the quarterback here in this football game this afternoon. Finally running him out of bounds was Trevor Wells with the Doane defense. The Broncos now looking at a first down situation here, trying to stuff one more in the end zone. First down and goal down here at the 4-yard line. So Hastings is going to improve to 4 wins and 5 losses on the season after this one. With a game left against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Doane College Tigers will drop this one. They'll fall to 2 wins and 7 losses. Hastings first down and goal at the 4-yard line of Doane. Here's a handoff to Balazs. Looks outside, gets a block, takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Keenan Blige takes it in from 4 yards out. He gets his second touchdown of the ball game, and the Broncos tack on another 6.
Well, 34 first downs in the ball game for Hastings College. Blige now 2 touchdown runs. That one coming from 4 yards out. Troy Hubert having a great afternoon. Unofficially 13 carries, 73 yards, and he orchestrates that short drive downfield. He'll hold here for LaCayo as the Broncos look to tack on one more.
Ernesto has not missed an extra point so far this season, and that record is still intact as he drills the extra points. So the PAT is good for Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead. A minute and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score now, Hastings 43, Doane 21.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area. Quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, another final score in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland 14, Nebraska Wesleyan 6. Northwestern has beaten Concordia today 26-6. Those games are final. Hastings College now with a minute and 32 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter with a 43-21 advantage over Doane as Ernesto Kyle again drills this one into the end zone, and Doane will come back out and start at the 20-yard line. Next week, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we wrap up the 2010 regular season. Airtime 12:15 next week with a pregame show with head coach Paul Merkwitz, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. The Prairie Wolves and the Broncos next Saturday You're on 1230 KHIS.
Well, we've seen a physical matchup today, and that'll be nothing less than the same thing whenever those two teams get together. They are, again, that's the old NIAC conference. There are a couple of headbutters there.
Here's Dunn. He's under pressure, and he's just going to throw the ball into the Doan bench. He was being pressured there by the Broncos, and in there was Jake Mueller. Nearly got to Dunn. He just throws the ball into the Doan bench. He wanted to have nothing to do with the big old Jake Mueller there. So it's an incomplete pass, second down, and 10 yards to go. Remember last year's Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings game?
Yeah, we were clear on top of the press box again.
Remember, it was an exciting one last year? Yeah,
7-3.
7-3, remember that?
Well, I know we were on top. We have something with the tops of press boxes.
All right, here's a little swing pass out here. It's going to be caught across the 20 to the 25-yard line, out to about the 26. That's a Feeney with a reception there. That's a Griffith in on the stop for Hastings College, Garrett Griffith. So now it's third down and about 3 yards to go. Pick up a 7 on the last play. Here's a handoff now to Reed as Reed brings it across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. It is. Don't going without a huddle, but time is running out. We're under a minute to play here in this football game.
Mike, and officially the Broncos looks like they're going to end with 379 yards of total offense. Troy Hubert accounting for 206 of those. The ball batted high into the air.
It was tipped. Was it incomplete? Yeah, they ruled it incomplete. Hastings again was in the area. Doan had a guy there as well, but it's ruled incomplete. Nebraska has scored first in the ball game against Iowa State. The Huskers now leading the Cyclones 7-0. They got about 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. So second down and 10 yards to go for Doan, and now we got some movement up front. Big old Pete Botkin comes blowing across the line of scrimmage. Does somebody move up front for Doan? The officials look at one another, and yeah, they're going to march off a 5-yard penalty here against the Tigers. Pete Botkin was on his way to Anthony Dunn, the quarterback for Doan. What, Anthony's eyes were bigger than
I'll bet they got
silver
bigger.
Dollar.
Silver dollar. I'll bet they were bigger than grapefruits.
Second down, 15. Dunn's going to throw the ball again. This is going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Rivaldi. He is the H-back in this offense. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 15. 42 seconds to play. Player of the game coming up, coaches post-game show, and Eye on Sports with all the scores coming up here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
I got my nominee all ready to go.
All right. Third down and 15 yards to go from their 27. Doan backs up with Dunn. Here's a pass across the middle. That's going to be Vervaldi as he grabs the ball at the 40-yard line. It's still going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Needed to take the ball at the 43. He is stopped here at the 41. So fourth down now for the Tigers. Fourth down, 2 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 41. In the waning seconds of this football game, 33 seconds to go. Doan will go for it here. No, they're going to give him a first down. They're going to give him a first down.
Give him a great spot.
I think that was a mercy call there. Here's Doan. He's going to throw the ball again. That ball is going to be caught by Curry. Curry makes a diving stab at that one down at the Hastings College 41. Rock is running with 24 seconds to play.
It's all just merely for the stat sheets right now. That one, a gain of 17 on the slam pattern across the middle. 24 seconds left to go here in the ballgame.
Now Tony Harper, the defensive coordinator, is going to come out here and talk with his troops as we've got a timeout. A timeout with 24 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 43, Doan 21.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw, Jimmy Purcell back here. 24 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 43-21. So it'll be a good old time in the city tonight. The Broncos are going to break a three-game losing streak. Doan has now lost four games in a row.
This victory was needed. The Broncos really trying to just find some kind of life they have offensively, and they put a pretty good performance on the field defensively.
Dunn's going to throw it to the near side, and it's going to be incomplete. Curry trying to make an acrobatic catch there for Doan down the right sideline, so an incomplete pass. It's second down and 10 yards to go. Second and 10 from the Bronco 42. So Doan going without a huddle here as they quickly get up to the line of scrimmage again. Clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. Wide receivers all over the place. Dunn backs up, being flushed out of the pocket, throws the ball. It's going to be caught here by Curry. Stays inbound to the 25. He's going to be tackled here at about the 22. Tanner Knox comes in to make the stop. Steinhauser brings him down as well. Now we're down to 10 seconds to play in the football game. Doan has got a first down. First down and 10 yards to go from the Hastings College 22. And now Doan will burn a timeout. Coach Franson evidently wants to get into the end zone. So we got another timeout here. Hastings 43, Doan 21.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
All right, first down and 10. Here's a pass into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. So Doan trying to take it into the end zone there. It's going to be incomplete. They're trying to get to the Feeney. Eamon Feeney. So now second down and 10 yards to go. Doan with the ball down here at the 22. This should probably be the final play of this football game. 5 seconds to play here in the contest. Hastings comfortably ahead. It's 43-21. Doan grabs the ball, backs up, surveys the field, scrambling for his life. Langenberg in pursuit here. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete, and that is going to be the ball game. Hastings College going to win it here this afternoon. The Broncos break a three-game losing streak, and the seniors on this football team, they go out 4-0 against the Doan College Tigers in their careers as Hastings wins over Doan for the eighth consecutive time, their 11th win in the last 12 meetings. Hastings picking up a win here this afternoon over Doan in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Final score, Hastings 43, Doan 21. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 43-21 over the Tigers of Doan. Hastings now 4-5 of the season. Doan will drop to 2-7. Hastings has got Nebraska Wesleyan coming up next Saturday back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. The Tigers of Doan, they will play Briar Cliff next week up in Sioux City. But Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 43-21 over the Tigers. Final score is in. Northwestern beat Concordia today by a score of 26-6. That is the final score. Sioux Falls called the dogs off. They had a 35-0 lead at halftime. Sioux Falls goes on to beat Dort today by the score of 49-0. Midland knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan 14-6. And Dakota Wesleyan, evidently with 3 minutes to play in their football game, they've got a lead over Briar Cliff, the score of 49-14. Scoring in the ball game today, Hastings getting on the board on the first possession for Doan. Doan ran three plays, had a punt from deep in their own end zone. The snap went over the punter's head, went into the end zone. Hastings awarded his safety. Broncos got out to a 2-0 lead. Broncos then got the ball for the first time, took the ball downfield, but had to settle in a 36-yard field goal from Ernesto Locayo. That made the score 5-0. The Tigers then got the ball back. 11 plays, 80 yards as they put it into the end zone from 2 yards out by Jeremy Putoff. The point after touchdown gave Doan a 7-5 advantage. Hastings then responds with a 7-play, 60-yard drive of their own. They got a 5-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Blake Horseman. That made the score 12-7 in favor of Hastings. Doan then throws a double pass. Jeremiah Saffeld throws the ball downfield to Tyrone Curry on a 47-yard play for a touchdown. The PAT good. That made the score 14-12 in favor of Doan. Tigers were driving again, but Brian Callen picks off a Anthony Dunn pass, returns at 37 yards. And in two plays, Hastings College gets a touchdown from Dalton Seeley from 7 yards out. They gave Hastings a 19-14 advantage at halftime. Brian Callen then recovers a fumble and a muff punt for Hastings. Hastings getting a 10-yard touchdown run from Keenan Balazs to make it 26-14. Ernesto Locayo adds a 36-yard field goal early in the fourth quarter to make it 29-14. Hubert then throws a touchdown pass to Tyler Mertens of 4 yards. That makes it 36-14. Doan comes back and throws a touchdown pass of 7 yards from Anthony Dunn to Jeremy Saffeld, completing a 15-play, 80-yard drive that made it 36-21. And the Broncos getting the final touchdown and a 4-yard run from Keenan Balazs. And the final score, Hastings 43, Doan 21.
Well, a much-needed victory as the Broncos, three straight losses. They had the bye week come back and were destroyed last week by Morningside. And just really trying to get down to basics and try to get the last two games in the right column. And they've done that very good today. They'll have a game next week against Nebraska Wesleyan. But a good offensive performance day by Hastings College. We'll look at Doan first offensively. Doan rushed the ball 39 times for 129 yards. Their quarterbacks combined of 19 of 38 passing, a couple interceptions, 243. So 372 yards of total offense for Doan on the afternoon. Look at the first downs for Doan. They had 23 time of possession, 21-50 for the Tigers. Individual leaders, Tim Reed, 15 carries, 64 yards. Jeremy Putoff, 11 carries and 47 yards. He had a touchdown as well on the afternoon. Receiving the football, Jeremiah Saffold, 6 receptions, 48 yards. But the big guy, Tyrone Curry, 5 carries, 114 yards. He had a touchdown as well on the afternoon. We look at Hastings College. We mentioned Troy Hubert having a huge day. He threw the football 11 of 18 today. 11 of 18 passing for Troy Hubert, 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Broncos rushed it 49 times for 232 yards. So 361 of total offense for Hastings College in the football game. 38-10 of time of possession, heavily on the side of Hastings College. We look at the individual leaders rushing the football. Dalton Seeley, 12 carries, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. Keenan Balazs, 12 carries, 66 yards, 3 touchdowns. Is that right? 3 touchdowns for Balazs? These are the official numbers. I thought he just had 2. Receiving the football today, Blake Horseman, 5 receptions, 53 yards, 1 touchdown. Justin Anderson, again leading the way, 4 receptions and 60 yards. Nick Blunt, 1 reception, 12. And Tyler Mertens, 1 reception, that 4-yard touchdown pass that he caught there in the fourth quarter. But, again, a much-needed victory for Hastings College to get it in the right column. And a good afternoon for Troy Hubert, throwing the football and running the football. And the Broncos get the win. We'll be right back here again next Saturday afternoon for the finale. For the seniors, we'll send them out and hopefully send them out on a win.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 43-21 over Doan. The defensive numbers in. Looks like Brian Callen was leading the way for Hastings, 8 tackles. Riley Nicola had 7 unofficially. Aaron Verlinde had 7. Tanner Knox had 7 to lead Hastings College. And for Doan, their leading tackler in the ball game today was Joe Knott, a linebacker. He had 8 tackles. Also, Josh Mills come up with 7 tackles for Doan. But Hastings College wins it this afternoon over the Tigers. Final score of 43-21. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and our coach's post-game show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
So the Broncos won it here this afternoon over the Doan College Tigers. Hastings has now won 8 games straight here in this series with the Tigers. They've won 10 out of their last 11 as Hastings knocks off the Tigers by the score of 43-21. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name an offensive and defensive player right after this.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our offensive player of the game for Hastings College here today will be the quarterback, Troy Hubert. Hubert having an effective afternoon today, completed 11 of 18 passes for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hubert also rushed the ball in the ball game today, 13 carries for 65 yards and no touchdowns. But Troy Hubert's going to be our offensive player of the game today. Meanwhile, on defense, Brian Callen will be our defensive star. He led the team with 8 tackles here this afternoon. Callen also intercepts the ball for Hastings to set up a touchdown as he returns at 37 yards inside the 20-yard line for Hastings and recovered a fumble on a muff punt early in the second half of play to set up another touchdown for Hastings. So Brian Callen will be our defensive player of the game. Troy Hubert gets the offensive honors this afternoon as Hastings College knocks off Doan by a score of 43-21. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 1902 West 2nd.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
With the coach, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Doan, 43-21. Coach, congratulations. I know it's a long time coming. It's going to feel good to finally get back into the right column.
It really does. It really feels to walk up to this press box after a win. It's been a long time, and just I thought we played, you know, pretty well. We'll take a look at the film and see what corrections we need to make. But, man, it's just nice not to turn it over and then, you know, put them on a long field as much as we could. The wind was definitely a factor in the kicking game, but all in all, obviously, very pleased.
No turnovers for Hastings today, 3 for Doan. We won the turnover award, and we've talked so much about the turnovers during the past couple of weeks, but there's a prime example. We hang on to the football. We're pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, and you know, it's tough. But, you know, like you said, you feel pretty good about that. And going into next week, I think our guys have a pretty good confidence. I mean, we had the ball almost 40 minutes of the game and really had pretty good control. I really liked the way we responded in the second half because I was kind of a little concerned. you know, shoot, man, it's the first time we had a lead in a half in a month, and I didn't know how the guys were going to react when they came out and really got after it, especially going into the win, played pretty well.
We ran Troy Hubert a lot more today, ran a little bit more option, at least it looked like option from up here.
Mm-hmm.
Why were we going to that today?
They never really, they didn't really have an edge player, and that's kind of just the defense they play. It's very similar to what Briarcliff played, and they don't really have an edge player up on the line very often, so you can get that guard out and around, and so you got the guard and the fullback out and around, and you know, it doesn't really pose a lot of problems, and he gets him a little bit more free reign. But we were able to outflank him with some formations and do some things. And, you know, again, you know, I thought our guys up front really, really played well. I think they've really kind of gotten a brunt of a lot of our poor play. And I think, you know, normally I think when you say a guy can't run the ball because the offensive line, but then when you run the ball, it's because this guy ran well and this guy. Our guys up front really did a nice job.
Do we have a tough time running, Troy, like with the three-man front or the 3-5 defenses that we've seen?
It does, because people move a little bit more, and you do get a true with us. You get a guy walked up to the offensive, to the line, you know, and it makes it a little bit difficult with a different linebacker set. You know, they were going to set in their front. That's the problem with the 4-man front. That's why we got out of it, whatever, 5-6 years ago, because it really forces your backer set into kind of staying put. And so, you know, you kind of got to go from there, so. They're really working on the field out here, it sounds like.
It's time to play soccer here in a little bit. Anyway, 43-21, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Doan. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with the coach again. Hastings College wins it 43-21. We talked about Troy and his numbers in the ball game today, but another guy who I thought had a good game today, Keenan Balazs, coach.
Keenan really gave us a different look, you know, obviously he's a smaller back, but he was able to get into some of those seams that Dalton really wasn't allowed to get, or didn't have good enough success getting into early. And then once he kind of had spread some things out, then when Dalton came back in and we got him out on the edge, man, I thought he was going to break that one because he had a pretty good full head of steam going. And I think each guy complimented each other pretty well. I thought we got some nice things out of Nick a little bit too there. You know, all in all, like I said, the guys up front, we really put a hat on the hat, and we really moved people. And every time we met when they came off, I mean, they felt pretty comfortable with what we were running. You know, they wanted to get to some of the other things. And when you can run a lot of plays, you know, you get to a lot of formations and a lot of things, and we were able to do that today.
Another guy who showed up in the offensive numbers today, had a pretty good outing, was your tight end, Blake Horseman.
Yep, Blake, you know, we were able to get some of the boot action and some of the play action stuff, and that's been – when we've played well, you know, on first down, when you can get play action and you can loosen up the defense a little bit, you know, you're pretty successful. And so he was that backside tight end a lot coming around, and they really just kind of let him go and really did a nice job of finding him. That's a tough ball to throw in there, especially when you come out on the edge and the initial guy you're looking for is the guy in the flat, and then all of a sudden that backside tight end appears. And I thought Troy played really well. There was one or two throws in there that I know he'd like to get back, but, you know, we wanted to have good command over everything we were doing. And I don't feel like we felt like at any point we were in trouble or we were going to turn the ball over. I thought we had pretty good command of what we were running offensively.
Troy just looked like he was a little bit more confident today from the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're back there and you got a lot of time and you know, they weren't really going to blitz us. You know, we threw the ball a bunch on first and second down, and that would help. Where we were having problems was, you know, again, when we got in that third 11 and third and 12, yeah, I think there was one time we had some cat calls. We ran it on third and nine or something, or third and 10 or something like that, and it was just because we knew we were going to get some blitz action. We were just trying to pop some things in the run because we knew on third and long they were coming, but first and second they really weren't blitzing a lot.
Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 43-21 over Doan. We'll get some final words from the coach right after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Again, Hastings College wins it over Doan, 43-21. As the Broncos seniors, I think, go out 4-0 against the Tigers, and that's going to be a good feeling for those guys.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about that this week. That's 8 straight, you know, and you know, our guys feel good about that, and so do I. I think it was important for us, and, you know, we just needed to get a win. It didn't matter who it was against. You know, we've talked about it, you know, in each pregame. So just any way to get a win and to be able to play this well, you know, and do some things. You know, this is, you know, minus the Briarcliff, maybe as complete of a game as we've played, you know, offensively, defensively. You look at your stat sheet and you say, you know, we didn't give up a bunch, you know, and you know, hold him, you know, Anthony Dunn under 200 yards throwing, you know, and a couple of interceptions. I think he's a really good quarterback, but I thought we were able to confuse him at times, and I thought we did a pretty good job that way defensively.
It's something we don't normally talk about, your return game. I thought we were just a step or two away from maybe returning some big kicks today.
Which really surprised me because it was kind of the other way around. They're usually very, very good in their kickoff return, and I think some of that stuff was with the wind and things, but you know, we handled a couple and did a pretty nice job. And, you know, and to get the ball out there at the 35 and the 40, you know, you think it's 10, 15 yards. But I think mentally when the guys go out there and you have so much room behind you, you feel a lot better than when the ball's at the 15. And as a play caller, I do too. You know, you're going to take a lot more chances and try to get some more things done.
Nebraska Wesleyan now coming up next week. Another rival for us, and it'd be a nice way to finish off the season with a couple of nice wins here.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last Sunday, and we just said, you know, it's kind of our playoffs, a little mini playoff, and they're going to be battles for us, and I think that's going to be an extremely close game, a very good defensive battle again. I think 2 years ago up there, it was 7-3. They beat us. A year ago back up there, we beat them 7-3. So, you know, it's going to be a tight game, I think, and both teams want to run the ball. Both teams are pretty good against the run, and so I think you're going to see a good physical battle and hopefully a heck of a game.
And we didn't have football tickets on this particular game, did we, today?
No football tickets.
A couple of years ago.
A couple of years back. Yeah.
No little wager was on this game today?
No, none of that stuff.
Was it fun coaching against Coach Manzin again?
It's tough. It really is. It really is tough for me because I spend a lot of time during the week, during the season, talking with Matt, and it's hard to, you know, we don't talk about anything. You know, we just kind of talk to kind of, just make sure we're doing things right all the time and you know, bounce ideas off each other. And this is the kind of the week we don't talk. And so it'll probably be a couple of days, and I'll pick up the phone and we'll get back going. I know they play Briarcliff.
Yep.
It's just a good game for them, and we have Nebraska Wesleyan. So maybe we'll compare some notes and both of us can get a win end of season.
Okay, savor the win. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud. See you next week. Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Again, the Broncos winning it here this afternoon over Doan. Final score of 43-21. We'll get some final words right after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So Hastings wins it here this afternoon over Doan, 43-21. The Broncos racking up 361 yards of total offense in the ball game today. They had 232 on the ground, 129 passing. Doan, 372 yards of offense today, 129 rushing. They had 243 yards passing the football. Hastings getting 77 yards from Dalton Seeley today, 66 from Keenan Balazs, 65 from Troy Hubert, all on the ground. Meanwhile, Hubert had a good day throwing the ball, 11 out of 18 for 129 yards and a couple of scores. Blake Horseman, 5 receptions, 53 yards for Hastings. Justin Anderson, 4 receptions and 60 yards for the Broncos. Meanwhile, for Doan, their leading rusher was Tim Reed, 15 carries, 64 yards. Anthony Dunn, 18 out of 36, throwing the ball for 196 yards, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown. And then Jeremiah Saffold had 6 receptions, 48 yards for Doan. Their leading catcher was Tyrone Curry. Ended up with 5 receptions on 114 yards for the Tigers. But Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Doan by the score of 43-21. The Broncos are now 4-5 on the season. Doan drops to 2-7. Hastings will finish out the year next week against Nebraska Wesleyan. Doan will play at Briarcliff. But Hastings College wins it again this afternoon, 43-21 over the Doan College Tigers. Stick around. We've got all the scores coming up from the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today on Ion Sports with Tyler Maffitt. That'll do it for us from the broadcast booth here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. For Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 East Side Boulevard. Our Bronco football coverage continues with Ion Sports, brought to you up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
This is Eye on Sports, a look at scores from around the state and around the nation. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with Eye on Sports. Welcome inside the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll get a check of scores from around the NCAA Major College Football in just a few minutes. Right now, let's take a look at the scoring drives between Hastings College and Doan. Final score, Hastings College 43, Doan 21. Hastings College took the early lead as Doan made a bad snap on their first possession, causing a safety to put the Broncos up 2-0. A few minutes later in the first quarter, Ernesto Lacayo put one through the uprights to make the score 5-0 Broncos. Doan responded after trailing early by scoring a touchdown to make the score 7-5. The Broncos reclaimed the lead late in the first quarter as Troy Huber passed to Blake Horseman to make the score 12-7. In the middle of the second quarter, Doan reclaimed the lead with a 47-yard pass to make the score 14-12. The back-and-forth continued as Dalton Seeley ran one in for the touchdown, making the score 19-14. That's where we were at the half, 19-14. In the second half, Keenan Ballage added to the Bronco lead with a touchdown to make the score 25-14. There were some scores that I missed. Yeah, I admit it. I missed some scores, but I picked up when Troy Hubert passed to a wide-open Tyler Mertens late in the fourth to make the score 36-14. Doan finally got some points on the board in the second half, making the score 36-21 Broncos. Broncos answered Doan's touchdown as Keenan Ballage ran it in from 4 yards out to make the score 43-21. Once again, final score, Hastings College 43, Doan 21. In the rest of the GPAC, 2-7 Briar Cliff traveled to 4-4 Dakota Wesleyan today. At last check, Dakota Wesleyan had the lead 49-14. Number 20 Midland traveled to Nebraska Wesleyan today. Final score, Midland winning 14-6. Concordia played number 15 Northwestern. At last check, Northwestern defeated the Bulldogs 26-6. 8-0 Sioux Falls played 0-8 Dort today. Final score, Sioux Falls 49, Dort nothing. And number 8 Morningside has the week off as they prepare for Dakota Wesleyan next week. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS in the Big 10, in the Big 12. Number 7 Nebraska will attempt to redeem that embarrassing 8-turnover loss to Iowa State last year as they traveled to Ames to take on the Cyclones. If you would like to hear the play-by-play of the Husker game, you can tune into our sister station, KLIQ The Breeze 94.5. Two teams control their destiny in the Big 12 as number 17 Oklahoma State played number 21 Baylor in Stillwater. Final score, Oklahoma State wins 55-28. Colorado and Kansas are squaring off. At last check, Colorado had the lead 38-10. Kansas State takes on the Texas Longhorns today in Manhattan. That game gets underway tonight at 7. Missouri heads to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech tonight at 7. And Oklahoma will square off against the Texas A&M Aggies tonight at 6. Turning our attention to the Big Ten, Illinois and Michigan are squared off today in Ann Arbor. Final score in overtime, Michigan 67, Illinois 65. Number 16, Iowa was trailing Indiana late but reclaimed the lead late. And that's how it ended, 18-13 Iowa. Number 14, Michigan State is looking to rebound from their first loss as they take on Minnesota. They certainly did that, winning 31-8. Northwestern takes on Penn State as Joe Pa goes for his 400th win. Penn State trailing at last check 14-0. Number 9, Wisconsin is taking on Purdue. Final score on that game, Wisconsin wins 34-13. And number 11, Ohio State has the week off before taking on Penn State next week. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the NCAA Top 25.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. Taking a look at scores from around the NCAA Top 25 College Football. Number 1, Oregon takes on the Washington Huskies today. At last check, it was tied up at 3. Number 2, Auburn takes a break from SEC action when they play a $200,000 worth of football against Chattanooga. Final score, Auburn 55, Chattanooga 21. The game of the week involves a pair of non-AQ unbeatens from the Mountain West. Number 3, TCU is leading the number 5, Utah, 14-0. Number 4, Boise State takes on Hawaii today, leading 21-0. It's a battle of one-loss powerhouses in the SEC as number 6 Alabama travels to number 10 LSU. 7-3 Alabama at last check. Number 7 Nebraska traveled to Ames to take on Iowa State. Husker 7, Cyclone 7 at last check. Number 8 Oklahoma takes on Texas A&M tonight at 6. Number 9 Wisconsin played Purdue today. Final score Wisconsin wins 34-13. Number 12, Missouri squares off against the Texas Tech Red Raiders tonight at 7. One-loss Pac-10 teams meet in Palo Alto when number 15, Arizona visits number 13, Stanford tonight at 7. Number 14, Michigan State returned home after suffering its first loss of the season at Iowa as they take on Minnesota. Michigan State won 31-8. Number 16, Iowa traveled to Indiana today. The Hawkeyes put one in the win column, 18-13 today. Two teams controlled their destiny in the Big 12, as we heard from the last break. Number 17, Oklahoma defeating Baylor. Oklahoma State 55, Baylor 28. Number 23, Nevada takes on Idaho in just a few minutes. Number 24, Florida State takes on North Carolina. At last check, Tar Heels 7, Florida State nothing. And number 25, North Carolina State played Clemson today. Final score, Clemson 14, NC State 13. We'll take a look at a game scheduled for tomorrow around the NFL right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. I can't find the NFL score for tomorrow, but here's what you're going to do. You're going to tune in to ESPN 1550 KICS. And if you're a sports fan, you're going to enjoy the NFL games we're going to have for you tomorrow. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast right here on 1230 KHAS. Join us next Saturday for more Hastings College football. I'm Tyler Maffitt.
Eye on Sports has been brought to you by Hastings.